97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to rock and roll. It's, oh God, I've got the worst cold ever, ever. Oh, you missed it, Alex, I had lockjaw last week. I nearly died of lockjaw. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, but I didn't, I beat it. The only human being, huh?
What is lockjaw?
Let me tell you what lockjaw is. You probably can't see those scars now, but I was scratched.
Red.
Well, yeah, I was scratched last week severely by my mother's cat. Scratched badly. And scratched up my nose, inside my nose, and all over my face.
What were you doing to that cat?
Well, I was trying to get the cat into a box to take it to the vets, okay, because I found a tooth. And then the cat weed all over my open wounds. So I thought I had lockjaw. Lockjaw is what... You need to get a tetanus jab and you don't have lockjaw. Lockjaw is when literally your body freezes, and it freezes to the point of you die. And I'm the only human being to ever beat lockjaw, as far as I know, unless anyone knows any different. Hello, good evening. I was such a bad cold, and I have taken so many drugs to get rid of this cold that my head is like, wah. I can barely string a sentence together this evening, ladies and gentlemen. So I do hope you'll not only you'll indulge me, my ramblings, but you'll also phone up and help me get through them. Now, Agent Chris is bunking off tonight. I believe Wednesday's night is turning into his curry night or something. I don't quite know what he's doing. He's a member of a curry club, and that's probably where he is. So we have former Pyramid Game host Steve Jones, who's going to be taking the phone calls and is producing us, and has typed up notes for me. He has typed up notes, ladies and gentlemen. And Lady Alex is back. Alex, where the hell have you been?
In America land.
Which part of America land? Was it Philadelphia?
Yes, it was.
Oh, nice one. Mm. Philadelphia, PA?
Yeah.
Did you go and see the Philadelphia Broncos?
No, it was out of season.
Okay, I don't even know what they are. Yes, line four, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hold it in. It's John from Streatham here.
Oh, John, now listen, I heard you phoning up Clive Ball last night.
That's what I wanted.
You were very confrontational with him.
Let me just record this. It records on. I did it purely for you because I ended it well. Did you see that coming?
Yeah, I thought you were very confrontational and very rude with Mr. Bull there last night.
But did he see that? No, he didn't see that, you know?
I saw it coming.
But just one thing.
Yes?
I've got, you know, you stack up your plates that you've washed and you put them on a rack that rests on the metal part next to your sink?
Yes.
Now, I just lifted
Can I just say,
up.
Can I just say, I don't have a metal part next to my sink. I have a marble... kitchen work surface, and it just has grooves cut into it.
The podcasts are playing well for someone.
That's right, sir. That's right.
I can't keep up the Scottish accent for long. That's why I sometimes slip into my real voice. But
okay.
Anyway, I lifted that up, and there's this horrible brown grime there, and I've just wasted two sponges on it. Do you think that's a problem?
You need to spray it with like a disinfectant, or maybe even use bleach on it now.
What happened?
Sorry?
No, the Virgin Lady said, I've got 1 minute remaining. That sounded dirty, didn't it?
No, hang on. What do you mean the Virgin Lady said? What, on your mobile phone?
1 minute remaining.
On what? On your battery or something?
No, credit, because I spend most of it on 090 numbers. But
right, where is this going? I came in trying to do I've got topics. Look, I've given... Steve Jones has typed notes up for me.
One last thing. You know why I got through today?
What?
Because Agent Chris wasn't there. Every time I say it's John from Streatham here, he goes, I'll call him back in a bit.
Is this John from Streatham? Then I have to cut you off, sir, I'm afraid. Right, 0845-6060-973. Who would have thought I'd be talking about football? Well, I am. It turns out, for only the second time in my life... that's right, Bob. Football... Bob is next door, Clive Ball's producer. Football has become exciting. The first time it was exciting to me was when Chelsea was taken over by a Russian billionaire. I thought the possibilities were endless. It turns out there were ends to the possibilities. It stopped being fun. Why is football exciting tonight? One of the football men, is that the football men, is wearing a mask. Have you seen the mask he's wearing? Oh, one of the football men, his face is so smashed up, I don't know, I'm guessing by a soccer injury. He's been forced, is that right? He's been, you tell I've done research. He's not in the, he's got a fractured cheekbone. Thank you, Steve Jones. He's wearing a mask like that guy in that film with Cher. Remember that? The Rocky fellow with Mars. Do you remember the film with Cher? Where her son. It was the ginger fella. Anyway, so you can tell I'm on prescription medication. So the football this evening is exciting. Now, this is the thing. Does anyone else ever. Have you ever had cause to wear a mask? I know it's a long shot, but if you've ever had to wear a mask, it looks like Phantom of the Opera styly. And it's kind of cool. And I think all footballers should be made to wear masks. And also, do we really know it's him? What's the fella's name? John Terry. Do we really know it's him? Because with, although it's a transparent mask, with a faithful about like that, it could be anybody under there, really. So 0845 6060 973. I need someone to call up and fill in the many, many blanks that are in my knowledge here. Who is John Terry? I keep wanting to say Paul Terry. Who's Paul Terry? He was in the specials, wasn't he, I think? Or that's Terry Hall. Who is John Terry? Why is he wearing a mask? And is this the coolest thing that has ever happened to the world of football and the men who play it? 0845 6060 973. That's a finable offence, what you've just done there. It's Steve in Croydon. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
I'm good.
With your cold. How long have you had your cold?
Oh, I reckon this is the second day.
Second day.
Why is there an echo on the phone?
I don't know. I'm on a hands-free kit, so that
well,
might be
maybe it. That's got something to do with it, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
yes.
Natural remedies. Don't need to take drugs. Don't need to spend so much money on it.
Oh, don't give me this nonsense,
oh,
yes.
Oh, you're not going to go for it, are you?
What don't you tell me to shove a garlic thing up my backside or something?
No.
Someone actually phoned in and said that once. Put a garlic thing up your bottom. No.
Jesus.
Yes.
Really
it wasn't him.
No.
I think it was someone in Crystal Palace.
Garlic is true, but you eat garlic.
Right.
Make yourself honey and lemon.
I bought some lemon today. I should be making honey and lemon when I get home.
Yep. And ginger.
No.
You can put some ginger in it.
No. I don't even know what ginger is.
Oh, ginger is that root thing, isn't it?
Oh, there's a... Now... Isn't it funny you say that? There is a root. This echo is freaking me out. There is a root in my fridge, and I don't know what it is.
What's it look like?
Knobbly.
That's ginger.
Is it ginger?
Is it yellowy?
It's browny.
Light brown?
Light brown.
When you cut it through, is it yellowy, kind of?
I haven't... Do you know, I've not bothered to touch it. I'm going to send a text to the maid and see if she... I haven't got a maid. And see if it's ginger. Hang on a second. Well, you carry on and I'll ask.
Yeah, so basically you mixed in with honey and lemon.
Yes.
You put in a bit of ginger. Shred it as fine as you can.
Okay,
yeah?
Yes.
And you put it in and you drink that every... Well, three times a day, I would say.
Right.
But other than that, if you're not into natural remedy, then you have to ride it out 4 days and it'll be gone.
Well, no. The thing is, when I get a cold... It lasts for about... I've just sent a text there, we'll find out. It lasts for about a month.
Okay.
And why not just buy a stack load of drugs from the chemist? I don't see what the problem is with that.
Well, it's chemicals.
Right, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem with
no that? No problem with that. I have nasal spray, I have decongestants, I have tablets, I have cough medicines, I have Strepsils, I have all of those things, and God bless the companies that make them.
And the key is to drink plenty of water as well.
Okay, well, Steve...
More than average.
Steve, thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye-bye, there we go. Let's not turn this into people phoning up with remedies for colds. We're not BBC London yet. We're better than those guys. Yeah. We're better than them. We don't want people phoning up saying remedies for colds. I have my pills. I have bought some lemons, and I will be making honey and lemon. So that is fine. So let's move on from that. I do want to know about Jonathan Terry. Hang on, we've got a text here. Let's find out. It is ginger, although I think I threw it away a while ago. Oh, well, there we go. I think it's still in the fridge, so... Anyway, 0845 6060973. What can you tell me about Jonathan Terry, the football man? Is this the most exciting thing to ever happen in football? And if he's wearing a mask because of a broken face, if I kick the ball in his face... Would that be against the rules? Could I get sent home for an early bath? 0845 6060 973. It's the travel news now. Is it Alan Joyce?
It's Alan Joyce.
Who's on first? No, who's on after 8 o'clock?
After me, yeah, and it's Nikki Selman tonight.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
That's not very nice.
No. I didn't mean that. We like Nikki. No, Nikki got her first break on this show.
Really?
Well... not ish. Technically, no.
Okay.
But she used to come and, you know, do...
Invade.
She would force herself onto the show.
Right. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
We had no ability or power to get rid of her.
Yeah.
No powers whatsoever,
yeah,
Alan.
We were
powerless.
Yeah.
We couldn't get rid of her. Then we managed to foist her off onto another show.
Yeah.
And then they foisted her off onto the travel department. So you... She can't hear me, can she?
No, not
good.
At all. No.
So you...
She's quite safe.
You lose, Alan.
Okay.
You lose.
Yeah, always. Okay. Right, Trafalgar
Let's,
Road...
No, let me do it.
Oh, sorry.
Let's have the travel news with everyone's favourite travel person called Alan Joyce. It's Alan Joyce.
Thanks, Ian.
I can't stand this bloke. He's an idiot.
Trafalgar Road in Greenwich has now fully reopened both ways between Maysell and Blackpool Lane following an accident earlier on there. A13 still crawling out of town from the Beckton roundabout through to the Lodge Avenue flyover, and Banstead Road south in Belmont's just been closed both ways at Pine Road following a crash. Lombard Road in Battersea still closed in both directions at York Road. That's after an accident earlier as well. And the North Circular is crawling eastbound from Neaston through to Staples Corner in the roadworks area there. M25 still got one lane blocked clockwise between 27 and 28. That's the M11 to the A12 after a broken Dol lorry. That's still blocking one lane there. Heading onto the tubes tonight, at the moment delays on the Bakerloo and Piccadilly lines. Overground trains though still looking okay. LBC 97.3 travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Next time you're out shopping and get caught out in a downpour, remember you can check out the latest weather on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose weather. Weather.
We've still got some further bursts of showery rain.
You can also select to hear news and travel updates.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
I'm an accident waiting to happen. I'm the bloke in the pest control van up the road. Simply the pest is our motto. Says it in big pink letters on the back of the van. Not that you'll have time to read it when I cut you up without warning. Later, you may want to call BGR Bloomer Solicitors. Because if you're injured in a road accident that's not your fault, you could get compensation. With BGR Bloomer, you talk directly to a solicitor and their service is completely free because they're paid by the insurers of the person who caused the accident. BGR Bloomer Solicitors. 0800 1 777 666. Here, watch it, mate! Nearly had you then.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good evening.
Where have the... Oh, here we go. Listen, hang on a second.
All the old paintings on the tombs, they do the sun dance, don't you know? If they move too quick, oh, hey, oh, they're falling down like a domino. All the buzzarmen by them now, they got the money on a bet. Gold crocodiles, oh, hey, oh, they snap their teeth on a cigarette. Foreign times with the hookup pipes, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Yeah, you know what the song is. Anyway, during that song, something very spooky happened in the studio. Someone tugged my collar on my shirt. There is no one in the studio.
Someone tugged you?
Someone tugged me from behind. I literally looked round. I thought, who's snuck in behind? There was no one there. Now, as you know, I don't believe in ghosts. But just for today, I believe in ghosts. You know. So, anyway, they're coming in on Friday, the Papini sisters. We managed to book them. They're coming in on Friday.
Now, they're the 40s pin-up girl style-y type ones, right?
Sorry? Sort of. You've been in America too long, because there weren't enough words in that sentence.
No. I've got a cold.
They sing modern pop tunes. When did you get back from the States?
Monday.
Ah! Well, that's quite a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm envious of you going to a foreign country. I want to go. Anyway, I'm going to go somewhere snowy in December for a weekend. Oh, we can talk about that. I don't know.
Up north?
No, Lapland or something.
You've been there already?
Yeah, but that was for like a day and was a bit bobbins. Right. I want to go somewhere, go on a Saturday morning, come back on a Monday afternoon.
Iceland or something like that?
What's that? Well, it's a bit like B-Jams. Yeah, there you go. No, so if anyone's got any tips, 0845 60 60 973. But so, yes, they sing like pop songs, but in 40s Bette Midler style-y. They're coming in on Friday. Next week, Jason Donovan. No reaction to that, Alex? Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, any reaction to Jason Donovan?
None at all.
Okay. I went and saw him in concert when I was 16 years old with a girl called Diane, who I really fancied. Nothing happened. And I thought he was great. But he's coming in. But it's a pre-record. We have to... So we can't take people's phone calls to him. I do apologise for that. Right. Oh, Jackie.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Jackie.
How are you?
I've got a stinking cold and I'm off my face on prescription medication.
Wonderful.
It's not prescription. It's over the counter. I bought it over the counter. It's Boots. It's Boots.
Boots Remedy. Okay.
But anyway...
Can I ask for two things?
Okay.
One was to tell you about John Terry. I can't believe you don't know who John Terry is.
I know nothing about football. He's Arsenal, is he?
No! Oh, oh God, no, no. Yep. He is Chelsea.
He's Chelsea. He's the Chelsea Blues.
He's the...
Come on, the Reds. Car. Come on, the Blues. No, it's a football.
The colour. That's it, yeah. Right. He's
Who's forever blowing bubbles? Is that West Ham?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I'm only really concerned about Chelsea and sometimes Arsenal, because my sister's an Arsenal supporter and so is my nephew. But...
OK, well, hang on a second. Maybe this will answer the question. Hang on. No, that doesn't answer any question at all, does it?
Oh, that was fabulous.
Can you sing the what's their song?
Blue is the colour.
And
no, that's about it.
That's it.
They say some other ones, but they're a bit rude.
Are they filthy? Who I would love to have written a football chant, because that's the modern day poetry of a generation. It's not. But it's good. Football chants are good. There's some filthy ones.
Oh, they are, but most...
He's blonde, he's quick, his name's a porno flick, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. That's genius.
That is quite...
Absolute genius. I don't know what it refers to. But, OK, so you support the Chelsea Blues.
I do indeed.
And John...
I support them because they're great.
Yeah, because they're great.
They have a really good...
Do you live anywhere... You're calling from Crystal Palace. Can I ask, why don't you support, yes. I don't know, Crystal Palace?
Because I would if they were a team, but... They are just, at the moment, they're like, I think, one place from the bottom of the list.
Okay, I'm going to use a term that I have picked up. So you would be a glory hunter?
Are you a trophy hunter? Not at all.
Are you hunting trophies or glory? Which is it?
No, generally, it's got to be, they've got to be well located and the shopping's got to be good.
Right, okay. So, that's fair enough.
That works on both levels of Chelsea. Selhurst Park, I don't know if you've ever been there, the shopping isn't that great.
I don't know what Selhurst Park is. That's Crystal Palace's football ground, is it?
Yes.
Okay, no, I've never been... I've been to Crystal Palace with the dinosaurs. You know, is it Crystal Palace? Yeah, with the dinosaurs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're great, aren't they?
They are freaky, man. It's Crystal Palace is a freaky place. It's a good park, but it's a weird place.
Oh, it is. It's surreal.
Yeah.
So that's who he is, the Chelsea man.
Right.
And he broke his cheek, and that's why he's got to wear the mask, which does look a bit creepy, I must say, but hey, you know.
How did his cheek break?
I think he got kicked in the face. I'm not entirely sure on that, because I must say, I haven't been keeping up at the moment.
That's unpleasant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you been kicked in the face, Jackie?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Oh, I have, when I was...
For fun?
Hang on, where's the fun element in getting kicked in the face?
It might have been something that you know...
No. I got kicked in the face... because I sat next to a girl on a fairground ride. That's why I got kicked in the face. I was dragged... me and my mates were dragged into away from the fairground into a field. I was thrown on the floor, and a guy with a Dr. Martin boot kicked me in the face.
How old were you?
Oh, I was about, like, 16, maybe. Oh, it's scary. I thought I was going to die.
Imagine.
And I was saved by a woman with an Alsatian. Anyway, I never got to wear a mask, and I... Where did he get this mask from? Because they do look brilliant.
Yeah, well, I think it's because it's all holding it all, you know, in place, so it'll actually heal, because obviously if it's broken, it needs to refuse.
He's a bit of an idiot, though, isn't he, for playing football with a broken face?
Well, he's dedicated there. I must say, John Terry is like, I'll tell you, if you chopped his arm off or cut through his bone, it would have Chelsea written in there.
It'd also get done by the police. You can't go around talking like that, Jackie.
I know, it's fighting talk, isn't it?
The thing is, I've got a bit of a cold. I nearly didn't.
I've got a cure for you.
I nearly didn't come in tonight. I nearly phoned up and said, I can't make it. I've got a cold.
Were you going to chuck a sickie then?
I was going to chuck a sickie. I may still do it tomorrow. Who knows?
Oh, you're terrible.
Yeah.
I do have a cure for you. I know you didn't want to turn this into a sort of cold.
Okay, I want to get all BBC Southern Counties, but go on.
But I did telling you before about this ages ago when you had a cold before.
Right.
You need to have a mustard bath.
I'm cutting you off now because you're weird. A mustard bath. She never heard of mustard gas. Does she not know what that stuff can do to you? Oh, they're creeping out of the darkness, creeping out of the memories, creeping out of the past, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mushfik.
Oh, hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm better. Very well, Mushfik.
That Jackie was wrong about John Terry there.
Oh, tell me more about Jonathan Terry, the football man.
The football man. He played for the Blues. He wasn't kicked in the face. He was elbowed in the face.
Elbowed in the face. So you've already poked holes in her story.
But she's not much of a Chelsea fan.
No, she don't know. She was telling me to make a bath out of mustard, for God's sakes.
C'est ridicule.
Sorry?
C'est ridicule.
What does that mean?
It's ridiculous.
Okay. In what language?
French.
Okay. Well, here's okay. Well, here's something for you, Alex. Watch how I've improved, Alex. Tebru no ue ni pen to tokai to kaitai ga arimas. Thank you.
That's not French.
No, it's not. It's Japanese. It's Nihongo. It's a much harder language. And I've just said, Mushfik, that on top of the table is a pen, a watch and a mobile phone. But I got some of it a little bit wrong, I've just realised.
That's brilliant. Well done.
Yeah, it's very, very good. I'm almost good enough to go and live over there. And the plan is to go and live there. Isn't that a crazy plan to have?
No, not really.
It's a good plan.
Brilliant.
The plan is to live there for 6 months to a year and see how that goes. That's the plan. And I've even spoken to my girlfriend about it, and she said, yeah, I'm up for that. That sounds fun.
So what about job-wise? What are you going to do over there?
This is where the plan collapses. I need to either become very, very rich, very sudden, all of a sudden, or I need to get so good at Japanese, I can go over there and do a radio show over there.
That's going to be pretty difficult, Ian.
Well, it's going to be pretty difficult, but then they must have English language stations over there.
No, they must do, actually.
They must do, by the law of Nihon. They must do. So that's the dream. Now, whether this dream comes true, I don't want, people phoning me up in 10 years' time saying, well, you never did it. Because dreams can come true. Look at me, babe, I'm into you, I've taken, I don't know what I've taken, but I've taken not enough of it. So
I'm applying to a Japanese bank for a job, and they send you to Japan for a few months' training, which I really like. So
Japan is the
awesome.
The best place in the world. Hang on one second. Hey, Greeky Lion, are you a fan of Japan?
I'm a fan of Japan. I've been to Japan.
Good lad. I've been there as well. Anyway, Mushfik, I've got to go.
All right, mate. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, there we go. So, wait, right. So, 0845-6060-973. Have you ever had reason to wear a mask? There was other stuff. I don't want remedies for a cold. If you come on and give me a remedy for a cold, you will receive short shrift from me.
Mick ended up behind bars when he was 18. No skills, no qualifications, no prospects. He just got in with the wrong crowd. It's easy to think, what a loser. Bet he doesn't give a damn about the crime he committed. Most likely I'd have thought that too. Until I met him.
Working as an officer in Her Majesty's Prison Service in Brixton or Wandsworth is a revelation and incredibly rewarding. You can guide people like Mick back onto the straight and narrow by giving them practical help, guidance, and support for their hopes and aspirations not to reoffend. In return, you'll get a career that's exciting and challenging, with a good salary, a generous holiday and pension package, and access to the Key Worker Housing Scheme. There are also plenty of opportunities for promotion. So if you're aged between 18 and 62 and want a truly rewarding career as a prison officer, call 020-8588-4641. That's 020-8588-4641.
Why do you go on holiday? Because of the warm weather, the pace of life, the food? Why do you come home? Because you have to. Actually, you don't.
With Papilia, you can buy a property on the beautiful island of Cyprus and enjoy that holiday feeling forever. Don't miss the Papilia Property Exhibition at Sopwell House Hotel St Albans on Saturday, 6th October, and Holiday in Shepperton on Sunday, 7th October, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 08000 850 870.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30, I'm Jim Diamond. Colleagues of a care home worker killed in crossfire in southeast London last night say she was one of the most dedicated carers. 26-year-old Magna Finiesca was hit by a single bullet as she made her way home at around 6:30 last night in New Cross. It's thought she was caught up in a gun battle between drugs gangs. New footage of the last hours of Princess Diana's life have been shown at the inquest into her death. Film was taken from dozens of CCTV cameras inside the Paris Ritz Hotel. It shows Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed, as well as the paparazzi, waiting outside. David Cameron's made what may be his last major speech before a general election. He's promised to change the tax and benefit system to encourage families to stay together, and he's laid down the gauntlet to Gordon Brown to call a general election. Thierry Henry swapped football for fashion on Regent Street. The former Arsenal star, now at Barcelona, has unveiled his first clothes collection. The striker's teamed up with designer Tommy Hilfiger on the range, with all proceeds going to his charity, One for All Foundation, which fights against racism and social inequality. London's weather, a misty, murky, cloudy night ahead with a low of 13 degrees Celsius. Right now we have 16 degrees in Westminster. For tomorrow, we should have some sunny spells by the afternoon and a high of 19. You're with LBC at 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. Well, the A13 remains busy going away from town from the Beckton roundabout through to the Lodge Avenue flyover in Barking, but it is starting to pick up a bit now. A couple of incidents coming in on the bus screens. Firstly, from London buses, Bansted Road South in Belmont is closed both ways at Pine Road because of an accident, and Lombard Road in Battersea is also reported to be closed both ways at York Road following a crash there. Do have your updates on those. 08000 68 60 80. Delays starting to ease now heading out of town on Vauxhall Bridge. The roadworks still there, of course, on Kennington Lane. They've been caught in queues again this afternoon. The North Circular Road still looks slow going eastbound from Neasden to Staples Corner in the roadworks area. And in Hampstead, West End Lane is still closed both ways for the Burstwater Main at Iverson Road. That's been causing big delays the last couple of days as well. Has to be said, though, the motorways have coped very well this afternoon. And the busiest bit of the M25 is 27 to 28 after a lorry broke down earlier, but even that's now been moved out of the way. And on the tubes, delays on the Bakerloo and Piccadilly lines. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
As the managing director of Galliard Homes, I would like to thank all our valued customers for your attendance at our release last weekend of New Capital Key, Greenwich Waterside. With over 400 units now sold, this was undoubtedly our most successful weekend sales launch ever. We're grateful to you for investing with us in NCQ, our latest exciting regeneration scheme, and would like to inform you that due to unprecedented demand, we now have substantial waiting lists if units become available. Your continued custom is much appreciated. Thank you.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's good evening.
Right, here we go. Here's the question. Here's the question, and I bet no one will answer this question yes. No one will. Who gives a stuff about Lady Di and the car crash? Let's start with the team here. Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, filling in for Agent Chris. Do you care about Lady Di?
No.
Jeez, well, I don't shout it. Lady Lady Alex, do you care about Lady Di?
No.
What?
It's
all over the papers. Oh, here's the pictures. And you know the pictures in The Sun, that are in The Sun today, they're the pictures. Do you remember there's a documentary about 3 or 4 months ago where they had pictures of Lady Di after the car crash?
Yeah.
And The Sun went, oh, you no, you can't show those. That's out of order. She's our Queen of Hearts. Well, now The Sun are showing the pictures. Well, how does that work?
I bought The Sun today as well, and I wasted my 20p.
You wasted your 20p. It's the most miserable, boring read I've ever... There's no knockers on page 3 because of the Lady Di factor. Can anyone phone up today and say, yes, Ian, how dare you speak about her like that? I'm interested to find the truth, and this trial will certainly find the truth. All it is it 11 people, 12 people on a jury? I don't know. All it is 12 people, like you and me, sitting there, going through the evidence that we've all seen 100 times, apart from some new pictures of her in a hotel room, or in a hotel corridor, and going, yeah, I think she was murdered. Or, no, I don't think she was murdered, it was an accident. That's it. All they're doing is what people all over the country in pubs have done for the last 10 years. I couldn't give a monkey's about it. It's the most boring day for news ever. Lady Di and that car and the Tories somewhere, Blackpool or something. What a load of old guff. 0845 606 0973 is the telephone number, should you wish to comment on that. And look, the phones have gone mental with people phoning in to say, yes, Ian, I care about Lady Di. It's important that we find out the truth, because it must have been... She had a car crash. She had a car crash. Do you know what? People have car crashes. I've had a car crash. I didn't die, but people do die in car crashes. That's all that happened. There was no murder. 0845 606 0973. Oh, Dion should call in. Although, I've got to tell you, Alex, Dion News, he's retired.
Yeah, I heard last night. I had to stop the car and have a little cry.
Yeah, I had a little cry last night.
Yeah.
Dion is retired. Anyway, it's Sherry? Hello?
Annabelle.
It's Annabelle.
Yeah, it was my mum, but she's making cakes.
Whoa, hang on. She's making cakes at 7:35 in the evening. What the hell is that all about?
Well, I'm going to give some to my friends tomorrow.
What cake is she making?
She's making, like, mini cakes. She's making chocolate-covered cornflake cakes.
Oh, cornflake cakes. Cornflake cakes and Rice Krispie cakes are the best. Better than muesli cakes.
My dad don't like any of them.
Your dad's an idiot. And I've met your dad. I've met your dad, and he's an idiot.
Yeah. He's not that bad.
He's a muppet. He doesn't have a clue. I've taken... I've got cold remedy and I've had a little bit too much, Annabelle. That's a lesson to you as a youngster. Don't take too much cold remedy.
Well, are you feeling all lightheaded?
I'm feeling all over the place. Anyway, Annabelle, what can I do for thee this evening?
I wanted to talk about that muppet, John Terry.
OK, he's now a muppet. Well done.
I'm not, like, really interested in football because it's just some blokes running around the field.
Exactly. Of course, unless it was Super Soccer double football that we were talking about.
And that is?
That's the game I invented, mate.
I like it. Invented it, then it's like...
Let me explain. For anyone who's missed double football, Super Soccer, you have, like, a rectangular pitch with two teams, one goal at either end?
Yeah.
Not in Super Soccer. You have a square pitch with four teams and four goals, and the teams can score in any of the other three goals, and there's a bit in the middle where for 5 minutes they throw a second ball onto the pitch.
So you have a 1 in 3 chance of scoring, whereas you've only had maybe...
Well, it doesn't quite work like that because there are more players on the pitch to stop you. So, but it's Super Soccer double football, and it's a genius game.
And can you add the word chaos to that as well?
Well, you could do, but that's when they... You can only add the word chaos to it and the word rumble when they play it inside a cage, which they can also do, I've just decided. They can actually have it in a cage and no one gets out until someone has scored 15 goals.
With a giant football.
No, you're just being silly now, Annabelle. What was your point?
Well, I think that all the footballers should wear masks to cover up their horrible, ugly faces.
Yep.
And... also, it's going to be quite a show tonight when he's running around the pitch, because people won't be taking him seriously. They'll just be laughing.
Now, he surely can't take a header with a mask like that, can he? Because it could dislocate his broken face and could leave him in terrible face agony.
Yeah, but it could work in his favour because he's already ugly anyway.
Right. Oh, OK. I don't know the fella personally, so I can't say if he's ugly or not.
My mum's seen him in person.
Oh.
And she says he's ugly.
Are you sure your mum didn't have a little fling with him and he broke her heart and...
No way, because my dad would probably kill her because we're Arsenal supporters.
Oh. Hey, imagine that, right? If one day... How old are you now? 14?
13.
Okay, imagine one day you grow up. You're an Arsenal supporter.
Yeah.
Imagine you grow up into and you get to like 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
And you fall in love with, let me think of a, I don't know, who's the fella from Newcastle? What's his name?
Peter Crouch?
No, let me say so. All right, well, let's say Alan Shearer. So you fall in love with... You steady on. You fall in love with Alan Shearer in like 5, 6, 7 years' time.
Yeah.
But you're in love with him, Annabelle. You're in love with him.
Yeah.
Would you be able to see through the colour of the football shirt?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's that answer. Thank you, Annabelle.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye. 0845 606 0973. I have no strong football allegiance at all. But if you were a supporter of one team, like a proper passionate supporter of one team, and you fell in love, or your daughter fell in love with a player from another team, would you be able to look them in the eye? I don't think you could. It's James in Romford. Good evening, James.
Hello, mate.
Hello, boss.
Long time. Sorry I haven't been around, but a little something on Xbox got released on the 26th, and it sort of
It sort of wouldn't...
Wait, is it you? Were you in prison?
No, that was last week.
Oh.
No, Halo 3 came out, didn't it? So on the Xbox.
I've got Halo 3. It's an excellent game. I've only played it for 15 minutes, though. I can't stop playing Rainbow Six.
I know, you're addicted, man. You need to put that down and just get into Halo 3.
I played a bit of Halo 3 online with the G-Man, of all people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the other night. But it's just too fast for me. It's too fast.
It is. You have to wait till the afternoon or wait till the early morning when the Americans have gone to bed and that's when it quieted down.
Is the offline game any good?
Yes, the one player solo.
Yeah,
really, really good.
Oh,
yeah.
The best thing
you could do, mate, is play that for a couple of weeks, and then you might be ready for the online. I'm getting whooped.
If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about Halo 3, which is apparently going to be the biggest entertainment phenomenon ever. So they reckon it's going to take more money than Spider-Man 3 or something.
Lots of the films, although the statistics aren't quite right because there's more people. So I don't know what it is, but it's not quite a true statistic.
I got the idea you didn't know what it was halfway through that sentence, James.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Anthony, you're a fan of the Halo 3, are you?
Yeah, I played it, and I played a bit on the Xbox.
Have you not got an Xbox?
No, I played it on my friend's
house. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's quite good. How you get on with it?
I played it a little bit, and I'm now friends with some of the people that designed it. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Jonathan Ross has got a voice in there as well somewhere.
Has he?
Yeah, have you spotted that, James?
He's on the credits, isn't he?
Yeah, well, they told me he pops up somewhere, but they wouldn't tell me where.
Yeah, he's everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah, you little...
I wanted to talk about Lady Di, and I always like to take up far too much time, but can I ask Anthony a question?
Of course you can.
Anthony?
Yeah, hi there, how are you?
How are you, alright?
Yeah, I'm good, how can I help?
Things are absolutely terrible in my life, but it's good when I come on the radio. What I was going to say, mate, are you all right? Because every time you're on now, since Ask Anthony sort of got dissolved, it sounds like you took it quite hard, man. You sound like you're, slurring your words. You haven't hit the bottle, have you?
No, I'm fine.
You're not drinking, Anthony?
No, Ian stopped doing our game because I didn't get him any questions, and life goes on now, I'm afraid to say.
With changes at LBC, Ask Anthony, although it was an excellent feature...
It was fantastic.
It was excellent, but with the changes here, it doesn't quite fit into the new schedule.
No, you have to adapt, Anthony. You're going to have to adapt to the new regime, and I'm sure there's still a place for you in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. Clive Ball's doing Sunday nights from this week.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I genuinely can't wait for that. It's brilliant for two reasons. A, I've got my Sunday nights back, and I am... loving it. Absolutely loving it.
It's a catch-up day, isn't it, for TV?
Exactly. So I have a nice little game. The plan is, from this Sunday, to have a nice little game session with Clive Bologna in the background.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Will you send me your gamer tag now so we can hook up and I can own you?
No. Yes, okay. Anthony, go on.
Yeah, fine. Just going to say, everyone can still admin to MSN. Can I still on that? Everyone to chat again.
Okay, excellent. Fine. Now, James...
Yeah.
Was there another point you had?
Yeah, no, there was. I just wanted to catch up. But Lady Di, I'm sick to the back teeth of it as you are.
Right.
And I think Al Fayed has completely got lost the plot. I understand his grievings, but, let it go, let it go. But wouldn't it be really, I was just saying, Steve, wouldn't it be really, really cool, and I'm sure even you'd be impressed with this, if they investigated it, and then, some guy who's supposed to have been dead for 20 years went... she's still alive or something like that, walked into the courtroom or there was a big conspiracy and they traced it back to Hitler and that kind of thing. Wouldn't that be very cool?
Well, yes, it would be cool if a man who was supposed to be dead for 20 years walked in the room and went, he's alive, or they traced it back to Hitler. But neither of those things are going to happen. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Go on.
They're going to come back and say, yep, no conspiracy. Yeah. It was an accident. That's what they're going to come back and say, because that's what it was.
Yeah.
And that's all it has ever been. So that's what they'll come back and say.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Yeah, I think it's just because a certain person who owns Harrods is just throwing lots of money at it.
Is his prerogative. And everyone seems to forget that his son died in there as well, and that's very,
yeah, yeah,
very
totally, sad. Totally. I understand. But, maybe no one will say anything to him because he's so rich and powerful. Then they'll say, Mohammed, maybe it's...
Have you noticed, no disrespect to the man, but have you noticed he has the worst taste in shirts I've ever seen?
He's got this yellow collection, the only other person I know wears yellow shirts was Willie Thorne.
The snooker player?
Well, I used to play snooker at his club in Leicester where I lived, and he used to walk in with these bright yellow shirts. And
Willie Thorne, not only a name, it's also a medical condition.
What's a medical condition?
Exactly. James, I've got to go, thank you for that. Anthony, was there anything else?
Yeah, do you want to do news first, or...?
Well, no, we haven't got news, we've got travel.
Oh, travel, sorry.
I guess that's what we're going to do. It is the travel news. Look out, guys. He's crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's Alan Joyce.
Thanks very much. And the North
Good
Circular
luck,
Road.
Alan.
Thanks. North Circular Road, very slow eastbound from Neasden to Staples Corner in the roadworks area there. West End Lane in Hampstead is closed in both directions for the Burst Water Main at Iverson Road. And still restrictions on Wilston Lane between Christchurch Avenue and Kilburn High Road. That's because of the repair works, which are still continuing. Slow traffic as well through Holborn from Russell Square through to High Holborn, heading up through the repairs. And Lombard Road in Battersea has now fully reopened both ways at York Road following an accident earlier. Have been checking the satellite screens though, and it really doesn't look too bad on the motorways this evening. The M25 really eased down now towards Junction 28 on the clockwise side after that lorry broke down earlier on. Latest on the tubes then, there are delays on the Bakerloo line after a faulty train at Lambeth North earlier. Delays on the Piccadilly line because of power problems at Wood Green, and don't forget the Victoria line closes down at 10 o'clock this evening because of planned engineering works. The overground trains are still reporting a good service. LBC 97.3 travel. Your next update is in half an hour.
From this weekend, you can enjoy a later breakfast in the company of Steve Allen. That's right. Join me Saturday and Sunday for early breakfast or a late brunch, depending on your choice. All starts at 8. Wake up with Steve Allen Monday to Thursday mornings from 5, and at the weekend, join him for breakfast from 8 till 11. LBC 97.3.
Bob, Gordon, emergency. My email's down. I know it's Sunday evening. I don't need my IT Johnny to tell me that. What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to send my chef a last-minute change for my menu.
If your IT at work breaks down, you want it fixed there and then, whatever time of day it is. With an instant IT breakdown recovery service from BT, you get 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts. So whatever size your business, you'll be back doing what you do best in no time.
I don't care if you're having roast chicken with all the trimmings and the stuffing. If you don't sort it out, I'll personally stuff you. Bob. Bob.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT, visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
If you're thinking of starting your own business, Business Matters with James Max and Lloyds TSB is essential listening. Every Sunday afternoon from 5, join James as he talks to business experts who will be on hand to give you information and guidance on going it alone. You can also track the progress of the startup business that won £20,000 thanks to Lloyds TSB. For details, log on to lbc.co.uk. Business Matters with James Max and Lloyds TSB for the journey. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Yes, that reminds me. I've got to email James Max. James, if you're listening, I'm emailing you. But I haven't got... I've lost your home email address. He claims... James Max claims... Should I say this on the radio? I'm going to say it. James Max, I'm going to say it, OK? He claims... I'm going to email your LBC address, James, because that's what I can find. He claims to have got me one, possibly two... really good seats for the Spice Girls concert. Oh, yes. This is what he claims. I'm going to email him now, because I meant to get back and say, yeah. I'll do it during the news, because I'm actually doing a radio show. He's got me... it's all right to go. I'm quite looking forward to it. If he can pull it off. He claims he's got me a ticket. When he said he had a ticket, then I said to Fandango, my girlfriend, I said, do you want to... Oh, she's called Fandango now. Do you want to come and see the Spice Girls? I can get you really good... seats. She said, oh yeah, I'd love to. So I'm hoping that James Max has got me, can get me two tickets. The downside is I probably have to sit near James Max. I don't know.
He won't stop singing.
No, I like James. He's a nice lad. And even though on his show, they get to give away like £20,000. He's only been here 2 minutes. He's giving away £20,000. I've been here nearly 3 years. Where's the justice in that?
Maybe it's his own money.
That could be it, actually.
He's quite minted, isn't he?
He is minted. He is minted. I think he was on the our show the other week.
Yeah,
people were phoning up and bullying him on a show. It was brilliant, brilliant radio. James, I shall be emailing you very shortly. Oh no! He's just emailed me saying no, don't mention it on the air. Ah, right.
I've got four.
For what?
Spice Girls tickets.
How comes?
Because we bought them yesterday at £50 each.
Where from?
Just, you know, from the official place.
Well, they went in 38 minutes.
38 seconds.
They went in 38 seconds.
Well, my friend bought them, but I don't know where. You must have gotten from some official outlet.
Oh, well, now James is listening and he's going to be furious with me now.
Yeah.
We'll wait for James's... So are you going to go, or are you just going to sell them for extortionate prices?
I'm at the moment, I'm going.
Good, okay. Because it's illegal. It's illegal.
Yeah, it is illegal.
It's illegal. We don't condone that. We do not condone the touts.
I'm going.
Okay.
Me and three friends.
If you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship next. Sing it with me then. Come on.
Friends.
Okay, that's disappointing. disappointing.
Are you going because of... I hope you're going because of Fandango, right?
No, I quite like the Spice Girls.
Favourite song?
Oh, James, I'll have two, please. James is back on. I'll have two. My favourite song is... what's my favourite Spice Girls song? Okay. I like that... My favourite video is the one where they're in the desert in PVC. That's a good video.
Stop Right Now.
Stop Right Now, thank you. That's when they got rubbish. That's when they got... Like, there was a period when they were good. Alex, what's yours?
I like the slowy one they did at Christmas time.
Hang on one second. Hang on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, the show stops because James Max is on the phone right now.
Hello.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need James Max. He's got a human touch.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. You can use that as a slogan on your show.
Thanks very much.
James Max.
All these ideas, you never stop.
I know. I'm
such a giving person.
I'm a font of ideas, but only for you. I can think of no ideas for me or anyone else. But Anthony,
yeah.
You're on speakerphone. We'll come back to you in a second.
Yeah,
good lad. So, James.
Yes.
Spice Girls.
Yes.
Can I have two?
Yes.
In that case, I'll have the ginger one and the skinny one.
Ba-boom.
Thank you. No. Yeah. Well, are you allowed to say where you got them from? Are you sleeping with a Spice Girl? What's going on?
No, it's just that I have some friends of mine who are involved and stuff, and they said, I want to have some tickets? And I said, oh, yes, please.
That's the vaguest fobbing off I have ever...
I'll send you an email with the real answer.
Okay, well, I won't say... how come you've got contact? Because I've been in this business for many years, and I started the hard way by working the comedy circuit, not doing a reality TV show. But
I had a real job for 15 years. I had to be dull for 15 years.
A real job, for goodness sakes. I used to work in B-Jams. Don't tell me that's not a real job.
Well, it's kind of a real job.
It's kind of a real job. Yeah. I used to work when I was 15 years old. You can't do that now, can you?
Well, I don't know. I think you can, as a teenager, you can do extra work as long as it doesn't involve and get in the way of your schooling.
Really? What's the youngest age you can work at? I want business advice, because I want to start a company for young people.
I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. I guess I need to find out, don't
I? I'm phoning you for business advice, James, so I'd like the answer.
Well, I can't give you the answer now. I have to go and research it.
Well, I'm phoning you for business advice, James.
Well, I'll find out and I'll come back to you.
Excellent stuff. So, yes, can I have two?
Yes.
Well,
I'm sorry, the downside is you will be close to me.
How close? How many seats will be between us?
None.
I might be busy. James, I love you. Is that your phone going? Oh, no, hang on.
No, it's
Anthony,
not my phone going.
Turn the radio off.
No.
Good lad, you're on speakerphone. Well, James, okay, I'm going to store your email address and I will give you a call in the next day or two.
Oh, how exciting.
But you won't know it's me, and I'm just gonna swear and breathe heavily.
That happens to me all the time.
I bet it does.
Yes.
Swing in London. And we'll sort that out, and any other business to declare, sir.
Any other... Yes. And the date is OK for you.
I can't remember what the date was.
Tuesday, December the 18th.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... hang on a second. I can do that... Hang on, I can do that better than you. Hang on. TVWX. Yes, here we go. I can do that.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yes. So it'll be fine.
Excellent. Well, I think that'll be very exciting for all concerned.
Can I make a pact with you? You don't speak to me for the whole night.
Well, look, we're going to be concentrating so much on their fabulous singing and dancing that, I mean, how could we?
James, I love you. I'll speak to you later.
Speak to you later.
Good lad. There we go. He does a show on this station. I don't know when it is though, so we can't flag it up anymore. Alex, if you spot John Terry, you've got the football on. If you spot him, can you shout, "There's the man with the mask"?
Yep.
Okay. Chelsea have just conceded a goal, which I guess means you can't play football with a mask. Of course you can't. Anthony, we've only got 30 seconds now because James Max was banging on so much.
Is that Pinnock and Hyde Park, is he still going?
No.
Okay.
But there may be a shindiggery do at some point.
Okay, they're quite good as well. If you give my email in, so people can still have me...
What's your email address, Anthony?
It's askonscranty@hotmail.co.uk, but no questions, because we're not doing Ask Anthony, but you can still have me to chat.
Anthony, good lad, nice to talk to you again. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. 0845 6060 973. I still haven't remembered what my favourite Spice Girls song is. It's, Oh, I like Two Become One. I like that one.
That's the one I was saying.
No, you weren't singing that. You said stop right now.
No, you started singing that.
No, because you said stop right now.
I said stop right now.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He said that slow one they did at Christmas time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Maybe. Because tonight, it's all about condoms, isn't it?
Yeah, put it on.
Is it? Put it on. Talking about what used to be called rubber johnnies when I was a kid. They're condoms now. It's about that, yeah. Because I want to have sex with you. Put it on. Put something. Those aren't the exact lyrics, but they're close. Oh, Barnsworth.
Hi.
Come to you in a second.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two. But I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Verinda's just emailed in saying, please plug my podcast. Well, Lady Alex is going to listen to it, Verinda. If you want to find out all about... So many listeners are doing podcasts now, which is fantastic. G-Man's doing one, it's rubbish. Verinda's doing one, it's filthy but rubbish. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard, actually. Ian Watkins is doing one. What I'll do is, if you email me your podcast links, I'll put them up on my MySpace page, myspace.com/TheRealIanLee, so people can go and have a listen to them. Right, Barnsworth.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Barnsworth.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm looking forward to spotting a man wearing a mask playing football. I think it's a stroke of genius.
Yeah, if they wore a mask during football, it would be easy, wouldn't it?
Really? What they should do is they should all, wrestlers, they sometimes wear complete face masks. Mm. So you don't know who it is. What they should do is they should all do that, not have numbers on the back of their shirts or their names, all wear masks so no one knows who's who. And some of them are allowed to have capes. The goalkeepers can have capes, right? And yeah. At the end of it, they take their masks off. Everyone goes, oh, it was him. I thought it was the other. That is brilliant.
It'd make it more fun.
It would make football fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, I saw the Spice Girls when I was, like, 9 or 10. They were quite good.
You did what?
I saw the Spice Girls when I was, like, 9 or 10.
You saw a Spice Girl?
In concert, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
They were quite good.
Someone's just... Ian Watkins has just emailed me saying that Dennis Le Corrier, who is brilliant, is doing... I forgot he's doing a tour. I must try and get him in, because he's brilliant. He's my mum's favourite singer. The singer from Doctor Hook. Where's he... Hang on, let me see where he's playing on Friday, because I give you all permission to bunk off. The Mansfield Palace... Mansfield... That's miles away. I'll forget that. But he's doing a tour, and I recommend everyone goes and checks it out. Anyway, Barnsworth.
Anyway, Princess Di.
Yes.
Do you know what? We're never going to find out the truth, even if there was...
I tell you what the truth is. She had an accident. That's the truth. Yeah. That's the truth.
But, like you said, it's just going to be like, oh, there was no... There's no conspiracy. Just go away. And I think everyone's fed up of hearing about it. It's just the same old.
It's boring. It's pointless. There was no conspiracy. There was no murder. It was one of them accidents that we hear so much about these days. And that's it. You know, why is there? Oh, there's John Terry's mask. He looks good, doesn't he? It looks like one of those eye masks you get if you've got a migraine.
How is
that going to fix his broken face, though?
He needs to paint it.
Yeah, he should paint it like black, like Zorro.
Yeah,
he should be dressed up like... He should have a moustache and a sword. Are you allowed to carry swords when you're playing football?
I don't think it'd help you if you were running around.
No, you're probably not allowed to. But yeah, the Diana thing, boring. What boring days news? Princess Diana and the Tory conference. None of that speaks to me at all.
Slow news day.
Barnsworth, thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 0845-6060973. Now... If you give us a call... I know everyone's watching the football, so we're going in for a tough night tonight. But if you call us now, I guarantee you'll get on, because we ain't got that many calls. In fact, all we've got is Craig in New Malden. Hello, Craig!
Konbanwa.
All we've got is him coming up after the news. So, I beg of you, call up. We're talking about Princess Diana. No one's called up to say they're bothered by it. The football man with the mask. and other things. 0845 6060 973. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC. At 8, colleagues pay tribute to a care worker shot dead in a crossfire. Unseen images are shown at the Diana inquest. An extra spice is added to the girls' tour at the O2. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland. Colleagues of a care home worker killed in a crossfire in southeast London last night say she was one of the most dedicated carers. 26-year-old Magda Pinyevska was hit by a single bullet as she made her way home at around 6:30 last night in New Cross. It's thought she was caught up in a gun battle between drugs gangs. Detective Chief Inspector Tony Broughton explains how their investigation is taking shape.
We're looking at every possible angle. We come in with accounts from witnesses, and we're trying to preserve as much evidence as we can so that we can build a forensic picture to support what we've heard has gone on here last night.
New footage of the last hours of Princess Diana's life have been shown at the inquest into her death. Film was taken from dozens of CCTV cameras inside the Paris Ritz Hotel. It shows Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed, as well as the paparazzi, waiting outside. Sky's royal correspondent Sarah Hughes says the images have never been seen before.
I'm told by Clarence House that they believe Princes William and Harry haven't seen these either, unless they have seen them on the television in the last few minutes or so since those pictures were released.
Music producer Phil Spector's facing a retrial on a charge of murdering actress Lana Clarkson. Spector's first trial ended in a mistrial last month when the jury were deadlocked 10-2, with the majority favouring conviction. Prosecutor Alan Jackson's confirmed the district attorney's office will retry Spector. David Cameron has challenged Gordon Brown to call a general election, saying, "We will fight, Britain will win." In an unscripted hour and 7 minute speech, the Tory leader accused the government of 10 years of broken promises. Well, the gauntlet's been thrown down, but will Mr Brown pick up the white glove? Sky's Adam Bolton says Cameron hasn't made it easy for the Prime Minister.
If they think they can win well, they will call an election. If they don't, they won't. And Gordon Brown still has that option. And I don't think the general public at the moment is woken up to the idea that an election's in the offing. It's not something that they want. So I suspect the short-term political damage of that would melt away. But David Cameron hasn't made it any easier for Gordon Brown to back off from that decision next week.
Two more shows have been added onto the Spice Girls tour at the O2 due to phenomenal public demand. The new dates are January 15th and 16th, and tickets go on sale on Saturday. In sport, Chelsea head the bill on another big night of Champions League action, and the Blues are currently 1-0 down at Valencia. Elsewhere, it's Liverpool versus Marseille at Anfield. Celtic are entertaining defending champions AC Milan, and it's goalless in both games so far. And in the Championship, QPR have travelled to Colchester. It's also 0-0 there. In London's Travel News, West End Lane in Hampstead is closed both ways at Iverson Road because of a burst water main. And in London's weather, a misty, murky, cloudy night ahead with lows of 13 degrees Celsius. There'll be a misty start to tomorrow, but cloud will break up, leaving sunny spells by the afternoon and feeling warmer with highs of 19 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC. It's 8:03. LBC.
97.3. London's biggest conversation.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two, but I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies, I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived, and Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
1 hour ago, bombers attacked a housing compound in Saudi Arabia.
An FBI team have only days to find a killer.
Evidence goes cold.
Now they are the target. This year,
allow us to catch this criminal.
Hold your breath for a riveting, ticking time bomb of a movie, says Maxim. The Kingdom, in cinemas Friday, rated 15.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
We'll be right back.
I've had an email from Verinda. Why isn't she calling in? You plonker. The reason why John Terry is wearing a mask is for protection, and not so his jaw heals. Heels spelt H-E-E-L-S. The jaw heels, good name for a band. Right, 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. So, let's have a little recap as to what we're talking about so far. John Terry, the football man, has got a mask on. Have you ever worn a mask? It's the coolest thing. You can't wear balaclavas anymore because of terrorism. I've got a balaclava. You're not allowed to wear them. Yet when I was a kid, I used to wear a balaclava. So, have you ever worn a mask? I'm going to ramble a bit tonight. I've got really itchy ears as well.
Are they banned then, balaclavas?
I don't know if they're illegal, but I think that... Sorry, my ears are really itchy.
They're quite comedy, aren't they?
I'm scratching the back of my throat. I don't know if they're illegal, but I think ever since the IRA, they've been frowned upon. I think. I don't know. Well, OK, well, here's a question. Are you allowed to wear balaclavas? And there are three types of balaclavas. There's the one with the little peak, like a cap. There's the one where it's the face is exposed. And there's the one where it's just got eye holes.
I think I'd go for the eye holes.
I would go for the eye holes. So are you allowed to wear balaclavas? 0845 6060 973. Lady Di... and the death case. Who cares? Does anybody care? I bet no one phones up this evening and says, yes, Ian, I care. And God damn you for not caring. You are disgusting. 0845 6060 973. And also, I want to go somewhere a little bit snowy for like a weekend in late November, early December. So go like really early on a Saturday morning, come back on a Monday morning. Any suggestions? I went to Lapland before. Is anywhere better than that? I want snow. Where we went to in Lapland, it was good, but it was kind of a little enclosed centre. So I want to go somewhere where we can ride on the back of a reindeer sledge, go, do that thing. What's that thing? The skidoos? Is it skidoos? I want to go...
Snowmobile.
Snowmobiles. I'm going to go on snowmobile.
Oh, no, skidoos.
Skidoos.
Yeah. I want to do huskies.
I want to ride a husky.
Yeah.
I want to roll about in the snow. That's what I want to do. So where's a good place to go and do that? 0845 6060 973. Anyway, it's Craig in New Malden.
Hello, how are you?
Craig, I am feeling... I had very little, almost no sleep last night due to being bunged up. I am hungry. I'm tired. I'm feeling ill. I'm also slightly delirious from medication that I bought over the counter at Boots the Chemist.
Apart from that, how are you?
Great!
Hey!
Fonzie.
Glad to hear it.
Yes.
I had a request and a bit of a personal question.
Let's have it.
Well, the request was, listen to your podcast from June last year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Someone asked if you could send them an MP3 of the music from your show, and you said no, but you're more than happy to play it for them if they're sort of ready to record it and get back to you.
What music was it?
Well, I can't remember. The thing is... there's something you play in your show, and I wondered if you could just play like a 30-second clip of that.
What is
it? You know, at the end of the show, when you do like the highlights.
Oh yeah,
it's a classical bit, the old violins and.
Oh no, I tell you what, I can't because it's an actual proper record, but you can get it. It's by the Eels, and it's called "Bride of the Theme of." Hang on, stay there. Headphones are off. Can't hear you. Hang on a second. I think it's called "Bride of the Theme from Blinking Lights."
Oh, thank you.
So you can download that on the iTunes or something. It's a brilliant piece of music. Hang on, it's the Eels. It's from Blinking Lights and Other Revelations, Disc 2, and it's the Bride of Theme from Blinking Lights. There we go.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Can I just blow my nose before we go any further?
Of course you can.
Thank you. Hang on a second. Okay, lovely. Carry on.
I mean, a bit of a personal question.
Yes.
But it's really interested.
Yeah.
When you look at your career from, say, Rise until today.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Do you look on your career path as being a straight line, or is it going upwards, or does it kind of peak up and down? Because the impression I get is that you're getting busier and busier, and like, I know for a while you've been on and off at LBC and not sort of 4 weeks, not because you've had other things to do.
Yes.
Do you feel that you're getting sort of more work and your career's rising?
Well, yes, I do at the moment. After Rise, it took a very quick and steady route straight down. Straight down. You know, the year after Rise, I had three weeks' work in the whole year. And that was, you know, that was kind of hard work. And I got skint, I had no money, I was going to have to sell my flat. And then by the grace of God, I got the job here at LBC. And since then, it's been slow, but yes, everything is going in the right direction.
So do you think you're higher now than you were at Rise?
No.
Or do you think you're back on the level?
I would say I'm a little bit below it. Just in as much as my television profile is much, much lower than it was. And that is kind of... although, you know, work is steadier doing LBC and is much more consistent, I would like a little bit more TV work.
Did you feel, when you said you were out of work for 3 years, did you ever consider, well, perhaps you need to give up and just do a normal sort of...
Well, it was a year. I had 3 weeks working a year. Did I ever consider giving up? No, no, there's nothing. I considered throwing myself off the top of a building... But that's it. No, I didn't. There's nothing else I can do, really, is there?
On behalf of London, thank God you kept trying, mate.
Craig, God bless you,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much, mate. You take care.
Pleasure to talk to you. There we go. There was a little bit of soul-searching there, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. 0845-60-60973. Now, it's normally Agent Chris is my producer taking your calls. He's not here. It's his curry club tonight, so we've got Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game. Steve, how are you finding it this evening?
It's good. It's busy on the phones.
Okay. It's not that busy, is it, though?
Well, there's a full screen now, look.
Well, it's 7 and 8.
All right, yeah.
Okay. So, make Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, make him work, for God's sakes. Phone up. Oh, don't phone up and give him abuse, though. That would be... I don't want that.
I don't remember how good the Pyramid Game was, so attaching myself to it, I don't know if it's a good idea or not.
You used to host it. I used to wear big glasses as well with red rims.
Vague memories.
Okay. It's Sarah in Greenwich, of all people.
Of all people, hello there.
Of all people.
I'm just looking at your Wikipedia thing, just because I'm really, really bored, and your picture's not on there.
On what?
Wikipedia.
Okay.
Just wondering.
I didn't take... I thought there was a picture of me up there.
It's not showing.
Oh, well, someone's probably... Wikipedia's weird, because... All right, people can change it and do whatever they want to it. Hence the fact that Christopher Lee is supposedly my granddad... And I'm a gay cowboy.
That's awesome.
Hey, I had a driver. I may have mentioned, I had a driver the other night.
Yeah. Right,
and he said, on the journey,
yeah,
he said, Ian, can I ask you a personal question? Went, yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Is Christopher Lee your granddad? No, he's not. Okay.
Yeah.
But we nearly got home.
Yeah.
So I got really bad indigestion. I always get indigestion when I've got a cold.
Oh, have you got a cold?
Yeah. I swallow too much air.
Oh, I know why Vinny's not ringing in.
Why
I
is
spoke
that?
To him today MySpace.
He's a baby.
Yeah, he's got earache.
Oh, that's why his podcast is rubbish, apparently. Earache. Anyway, so we get near my house.
Yeah.
And the guy says, Ian, can I ask you another personal question? I said, well, you can ask me, but I reserve the right to refuse to answer it.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. Do you have or do you need your own private chauffeur?
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, well, this is fancy. And I said, well, no, I don't. Because you could be a weirdo, for all I know, and I haven't got the money to pay for a driver. But it did make me think, wouldn't that be the coolest thing ever, to have your own...
Really cool.
So he'd be waiting for me now. He'd be outside now. And so when I finish, I just get in the car. All right, Mark. I don't know what his name was. All right,
no,
Mark.
No, it wouldn't be Mark. It'd be something a bit posher, like Jeeves or...
All right, Jesus?
No, Jeeves.
All right, no, it'll be James, isn't it? All right, James, home, James.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it'd be great if anybody has got their own private driver. 0845-60-60-973. Is it the coolest thing in the world? And how much does it cost? Because I'm tempted now, very tempted.
That's really cool.
Anyway, Sarah, I know you're not interested, so let's get to your point.
Oh, I've worn one of those mask things before. I've had to because I had a nose job. Well, I've had two nose jobs. But my last one, I had to wear one of those masks.
Why did you have a nose job? Was it through choice or was it through an accident?
Sorry, I just tipped something over. I was born with a cleft palate and I've had like 13 operations to kind of sort myself out. And,
Has it sorted them out?
I think so.
So when you got to wear the mask, is it the same kind of mask that Jonathan Terry's wearing?
But you know his one goes right around his head.
Yeah.
My one just went, it's really difficult to explain, on my forehead and around my nose, but it was a big, white, chunky thing, and I had to wear it.
Oh, I know the things. I've seen the things.
And, like, after a while, obviously, because, like, sweat builds up and stuff, it starts to stink really bad.
Really?
And it itches really bad, but you can't scratch yourself.
Hang on, so masks... Hang on, whoa. Masks are stinky?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a revelation I wasn't expecting to get.
Because if you can't, like, I couldn't take mine off for about a month.
How come when, like, Zorro wears a mask and stuff, everyone goes, oh, wait, I don't know who you are. I can't tell who you are. But really, all it is just his eyes covered up. You can still recognise a man's face from that. I know that that when Superman becomes Superman, there's like a magical thing that means people can't recognise him. But I would recognise the Batman if I knew Bruce Wayne. I would recognise Zorro if I knew who Zorro was. So masks aren't really that effective.
But did he really have his cheekbone broken? Oh, that was... Because I've had my jaw broken and reset.
Oh,
man. That has got to hurt.
It's got to... Sarah, I've got to go. Thank you very much for that. 0845 60 60973. It's time for this. Everyone's favourite travel... I don't know if you heard Alan Joyce earlier, Nikki.
I did, you know. I got really annoyed.
He is a very, very, very rude young man.
I know.
And I'm going to... Listen, I'm coming in early tomorrow because I'm going to take him to... what he said about you was really
out of order.
He's
a bully, isn't he?
He is. Now, there is a department called HR. It stands for HR Puff and Stuff.
Right.
You can go and complain to to them about him.
Ooh.
And if you need a character witness, then I'm sure Lady Alex will come and do it for you.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, no, I think I'm just going to beat him up the next time I see him, because he's rather mean.
Violence in the workplace. I don't condone it, but I certainly give it the thumbs up. Let's have the travel news, please, Nikki.
Thank you. The M25 anti-clockwise. You've got the exit slip road, part blocks off at Junction 12, the M3. That's all down to an accident. Also, watch out for restrictions on Willesden Lane both ways, between Christchurch Avenue and Kilburn High Road. That one's all for some water mains works. West End Lane in Hampstead, that's closed off both ways. Iverson Road with that burst water main, I'm afraid it looks like that's going to stay closed until the weekend at least. And also watch out for temporary traffic lights in place for roadworks on Ladbroke Grove. That's sitting between Barby Road and Telford Road. In Shepherd's Bush, the traffic's taking it in turns to get by some roadworks on Wood Lane at Aerial Way. And you've also got a few queues through Holborn, as we've got these roadworks on Southampton Road from Russell Square down towards High Holborn, causing all those problems, I'm afraid. Delays on the Bakerloo line after a broken down train at Lambeth North, and delays on the Piccadilly line to watch out for as well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
A world of music. 2 million tracks to choose from.
Songs you can download and play on any MP3 player or burn your own CDs.
eMusic offers it all.
Together with great album and artist information, a real chance to explore music. Sign up today for a trial and get 35 free downloads.
Terms and conditions apply.
Then you get 75 downloads for just $14.99 a month. eMusic, the number one site for independent music. Available now via lbc.co.uk.
What does your dad mean to you? And how has your old man influenced your life? I'm Paul Ross, and all this week, to celebrate the release of And When Did You Last See Your Father?, the new film based on Blake Morrison's best-selling memoir, I'll be telling your stories about your dads and giving away a helicopter ride for two across London every day.
Listen to Paul Ross weekday afternoons from 4 this week.
If our purpose on this earth is to leave it a better place for our children, we haven't done badly, have we?
And When Did You Last See Your Father? The fantastic new film starring two of our country's finest actors, Jim Broadbent and Colin Firth, in cinemas Friday with LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Okay. 0845 60 60973 is the telephone number. I see that Anne Robinson is up for some. Anne Robinson, I've met Anne Robinson. I won The Weakest Link, Steve Jones. I don't know if you know that. I won The Weakest Link. Did you know that?
I watched it.
Yeah, I won it. Mm. You saw that one?
Yeah.
I won Mastermind. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
I won Mastermind. What does that tell you?
That you've got something going on upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. And it's brains.
Brains.
Mainly brains. Now, Anne Robinson is, I'm going to say it, is well fit, man. She is a sexy... older woman, and she is when she does that kind of dominatrix thing. When she does that, that's hot. When she's dressed like in black, and then when you see her later on, when she's dressed in like jeans and stuff, that's sexy. And then I saw her. I think she'd forgotten I'd been on there because I saw her recently, and she came and gave me a kiss and she said, "Oh, Ian, I love you. I think you're great. We must get you on The Weakest Link." I'm thinking, "Well, I want it. You obviously forgot." But so she's looking for a young lover.
And she's divorced now, isn't she?
She's divorced. Where's the thing? Hang on the notes that Steve Jones, former presenter of the Pyramid Game, made up for me, there's a quote from her.
If there's anyone, young and single, who likes the older woman, please line up outside my dressing room after the show.
Now, what's her phone number? What is that woman's phone number? Because I would like some of that. Can we start a club this evening of men who find Anne Robinson sexy? That's what all I want, is men who... You got a cold as well, Alex?
Yeah.
Have you got a cold, Steve Jones?
Yeah, there's one coming.
All right, we've all got a cold. We're the cold gang.
That's
we
why we're working together.
Yeah, hardcore. What it means is everyone else in LBC is going to have colds. So all of the shows next week will be about presenters having colds. We did it first. So can we start a club of men or women who find... I bet she's quite big. I bet she's a lesbian icon, Anne Robinson. I bet lesbians fancy her. A list of men and women who fancy Anne Robinson. I'm going to put my name at the top of the list. I'm actually writing it down. So, 0845 6060 973. Let's find a list of men and women who think that Anne Robinson is sexy. Paul, can I add you to that list?
Good evening.
Good evening.
No, I don't find her that sexy, but I know a couple of lesbians who les off with her.
Oh, steady on.
To her.
Steady on.
They put DVDs on.
Okay, steady on.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, steady on. What's your language? Okay. Well, I won't put you on the list. So, Paul, why have you called in?
I can't remember. Oh, huskies.
Yes, go on.
My uncle keeps huskies and rides them.
Really?
He does. And if you go to Canada, you can husky about and you can rent a husky. I think you have to look after it quite well.
Do you know, I like Canada, but it's an 8-hour flight to get to the East Coast. But
yeah.
I like Canada. I wouldn't mind going there again for a bit.
And you can skidoo too. Yes.
I skidooed. Me and Agent Chris skidooed, and it's the most fun you can have on a motorised vehicle that travels across snow and ice.
I've never tried it.
It's brilliant fun.
I'm more into motorbikes. But
Where can I go? So I want to go somewhere that takes no more than 3 hours to get there by aeroplane. That's going to be snowy. And cold.
Well, during skiing season, you can go all over different places in Europe: France, Italy, Switzerland.
I don't want to go skiing. Can I go there and not go skiing and just go there and see snow? And
yeah,
maybe I should go and see Father Christmas again.
That's for a skidoo rental place.
We'll see. All right, Paul. Anything else?
Ian.
Yes.
You're going to be on the other 4 days a week, aren't you?
I'm definitely doing the other 4 days.
Did Clyde Ball have to wrestle you to the floor to get that off you, or did you give it up willingly?
No, what we did was we played a game of Uno, and Clive won. So Clive got Sunday nights.
Really?
Yeah, this is genuinely how we did it. We sat down, and I said, Sunday nights. He went, Sunday nights. I said, well, I'll tell you what, let's do this the gentlemanly way. I've got some Uno cards. Let's play three hands of Uno, best of three. Whoever wins gets Sunday nights. Fair enough. He won. Fair enough. I'm happy with that.
Is there going to be any more Triple M ever?
I don't know. Yes, at some point.
You can make a little space for it on Friday night or something.
Well, yeah, probably.
Hey, does that mean you've nudged the Sidekick show out?
No, he's not. No, hang on. Who's doing Friday nights? I think. Do we know who's doing Friday nights in the new schedule? I think it's Chris Hawkins is doing Friday nights. I'm not totally sure, I'll be honest with you. I should be up on this. There are changes that are being made at lbc.co.uk. They're all for the good of the cause.
Let's have a look. The career's picking up.
Hang on a second. Let's have a look, see who is on Friday nights now. Hopefully it'll be on the website. Friday the 5th. It's Chris Hawkins. Yeah, Chris is doing Friday nights now.
Yeah. So, hey, and talking of drivers...
I just had word from Bob downstairs that Chris Hawkins is doing this Friday, and then from then on it will be Jim Davis.
Oh, okay, well, there we go. Thank you for that, Alex. So this Friday it's Chris Hawkins. From then on, it's Jim Davis, who we all love.
Excellent.
He's one of the nicest men in this building.
Ian, I've got something else for you. Now, Phil from South Norwood, is it, or wherever?
Philip, yes.
Philip. Yes. He'll remember this.
Oh, okay.
Balaclavas.
Yes.
Balaclavas.
Yes.
There used to be a thing on a rival radio station in the 70s that Kenny Everett did.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all about balaclavas, and people had to make up adverts for balaclavas.
Okay.
Wear the right one, wear the tight one, balaclava, and things like that.
Yeah.
And I used to have a balaclava, but I swapped it for a sabotage hat, so now I've got a sabotage.
I listen, Radio 2 this weekend, we're having 40 years of Radio 2. So I listened to Ed Stewpot Stewart doing Kids Favourites, or whatever it was called.
Wow.
It was great, and he played Sparky's Magic Piano. Sparky! Wow, my piano can talk!
Sparky.
What a rubbish song that turned out to be. Yeah, exactly. So they played that. And then they had they played a whole Kenny Everett show from 1991. Well,
beautiful.
Well, I was a little bit disappointed.
Really? Does it not wear time well?
I mean, it was. I guess you've got to look at it in the context of it being 1981, and it was quite innovative and stuff. And but it didn't really make me laugh. That maybe it was a bad.
It was funnier in the 70s.
Maybe it was a bad show. Maybe it was. It didn't date well. I don't know. So, I you know, because people always cite him as being a genius, and I'm sure he was a great innovator. But innovation doesn't always stand the test of time very well.
No. I mean, at the time, it was very, very, very funny.
Mm.
He was very good.
The music was. I know it had nothing to do with him, but the music was awful.
Dire. But it still is. They play the same six records on all commercial radio stations.
Yeah.
Per hour.
Yeah. All right, Paul, listen, thank you for that.
Nice to talk to you, Ian. Cheers.
Good, there we go. Let's go to Beth in Manchester. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a place where you can go in December time.
Oh, go on then.
It's in Spain, at Granada.
What?
In Spain, in Granada, there's a place.
Yeah.
The Sierra Nevada. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it.
There's like a little ski village up there.
Oh, right. And have you been there?
Yep.
Is it any good?
Yeah, I'm going there next weekend.
Well, what's so good about it?
Well, it's lovely.
Okay, that's nice. Can you get lots of hot chocolates there?
Yeah.
With marshmallows in?
Yep.
Well, then I'm kind of... How long does it take to get there?
About... What do you mean?
Well, how long does it take to get there?
What, on the flight?
Or... Yeah, on the flight.
Oh, well, it only takes about an hour, two hours and a half.
Two and a half hours?
Yep.
And then what, is it a husky ride up there?
You can get that, or I think you can, but you normally have to drive, because it's quite a steep mountain.
I get scared driving up mountains. When I went to Greece, we did a lot of driving up around mountains, and I always thought it'd be really easy, but it looked terrifying.
I think you have to have snow tracks on some of the cars.
Oh, it gets even worse. All right, Beth, what was the name of the place again?
Sierra Nevada.
Okay, excellent. I shall put it on the list. Thank you, Beth.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers to that. 0845 60 60 973. It's Ifra.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Not too bad, thanks.
What can I do for you?
I wanted to talk about, is it John Terry's cheekbone?
Jonathan Terry, the football man, and his cheekbone, yes.
Yeah, I'm a Chelsea fan.
Okay.
You're supposed to wear... He's not supposed to wear balaclavas anyway.
Who's not?
John Terry.
I didn't say he was.
You said he was.
No, I said he's wearing a mask.
I'm sorry, he's supposed to wear a mask, because if you're injured, then I think you have to wear it for... some time.
Well, I know he's got a broken cheekbone. How has balaclavas got involved with John Terry?
Sorry, why do I say balaclavas?
Because you're a Muppet.
It's not really a Muppet.
We are asking if balaclavas are illegal after the terrorism... But he's wearing a mask.
Yeah, because he's injured.
Yeah, I know.
But, he's supposed to wear a mask because he's got cheekbone.
I know.
Yeah.
What bit are you telling me that I don't know, Ifra? I know you're calling from Ivor, which is very, very posh.
But where?
Ivor.
It's not Ivorworth.
Where? What?
I'm in Ashford.
Well, that's in Kent.
Yeah.
Why does it say Ivor in Buckinghamshire?
Not Buckinghamshire.
He said Buckinghamshire.
I'm in Surrey.
Why does it say Ivor in Buckinghamshire?
Don't worry about that, Ian. I'm not in Buckinghamshire. I'm in Surrey.
But why does it say... Are you calling from a landline?
Yes.
You're definitely in Ivor then. Our computer never fails.
Oh, right.
What?
Yeah.
Why is he lying about where he is? Is he... So his missus doesn't know. Well, anyway, Ifra, thanks for that call.
Right?
Yeah, okay. That was the most... I knew everything he told me there. Everything. Right. Oh, let's have a breather, shall we? Can we just all relax for a second? Because Ifra has, I think, dragged us down a little bit. 0845 60 60 973. We'll speak to Terry and possibly to you after this.
Medium duck feather. Lovely. Come on, Brian, you said you were going to be a bit more adventurous. Try the hypoallergenic. Yes, very nice. Ah, but can it top the soft duck feather? Be honest, what are you really going to want to snuggle up to at 3 a.m. on a wet Tuesday in Leeds? No contest. Medium duck.
The pillow menu from Holiday Inn. Enjoy a better night's sleep on your choice of 5 pillows. Holiday Inn. Here for you. Call 0800 40 50 60 or visit holidayinn.co.uk.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30. I'm Holly Holland. Colleagues are playing tribute to a truly lovely care worker killed when she was caught in the crossfire between two gunmen in New Cross. Magda Panievska died after she was hit in the head by a bullet as she left work at a nursing home. Police say the 26-year-old Polish national was an innocent woman killed for no reason. Never before seen CCTV footage of Princess Diana and Dodi fired have been shown at the inquest into their deaths. The images are from cameras inside the Paris Ritz Hotel. The jury's also been told Diana was on the contraceptive pill when she died, and that it's unlikely it can be proved whether she was pregnant or not. Music producer Phil Spector will be retried over the shooting of actress Lana Clarkson. Last month, the judge declared a mistrial after the jury failed to reach a unanimous verdict. He denies killing Miss Clarkson, insisting she committed suicide. In sport, it's another big night of Champions League action. Chelsea are drawing 1-1 with Valencia at the moment. Elsewhere, it's still goalless between Liverpool and Marseille at Anfield, and it's 0-0 between Celtic and defending champions AC Milan. And in the Championship, QPR are 3-1 down at Colchester. In London's travel news, on the M25 anti-clockwise, the exit slip road is part blocked at junction 12, the M3, with an accident. And in London's weather, a misty, murky, cloudy night with lows of 13 degrees Celsius. You with LBC, it's 8:31.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's good evening.
Okie dokie, it's Terry in the Hatfield Heath.
Yep.
Heath, the Hatfield Heath.
Pretty near Harlow in Essex.
Okay, Harlow in Essex, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Just ringing up to say that I had a driver for a year.
Yeah.
Because I had a year's ban.
Oh, okay.
And it cost me £50 a day.
Well, that's quite... Well, is that a lot of money? Well, it's not that much money, is it?
Well, in 1991, it was quite a bit.
Flipping it? Well, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Were you loaded then, Terry?
I thought I was. I ended up going down the pan and skin.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, so don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay, well, Terry, can I add you to the list of people that fancy Anne Robinson?
I wouldn't mind. I'm 51, so...
You're still younger than her. I think she's about 62, isn't she, or something?
Yeah, but she's got loads of money.
She's given her husband something like a £600,000 house and thinks nothing of it.
Yeah, nice house. Yeah, but he was a manager, wasn't he?
I suppose so. Terry, listen, thank you for that.
Okay, mate.
Cheers, fella. There we go. Okay, let's have a little recap of where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're asking, who cares about Princess Diana? No one does. No one cares really. But yeah, it's all over the news. We're asking that. Do you fancy Anne Robinson? She's single now. She's looking for a younger man. I'm thinking I might put myself down for the job of that. What else are we talking about? Oh, yeah, places I can go to that only take 2 hours to get to. That are going to have lots of snow and be really cold. Although I might go and see Father Christmas. I think that's possibly where I'm going to be heading at some point. All footballers should wear masks. Of course they should. It's made football much more exciting. Line 3, you're on the wireless.
Hello, my name's G-Man.
Right.
What's yours?
It's Ian Lee. What do you want, you muppet?
Don't be rude, yeah? I haven't been on for a little while, yeah? So show some respect, mate.
What do you want?
I want to say the football is brilliant. Come on, the Chelsea Blue Boys.
What's the score now?
It's 1-1, innit? But Chelsea, lost their special one. So, do you know about that?
Jose Mourinho.
Jose, yeah?
Yes.
They lost him.
Has Jonathan Terry... Has Jonathan Terence's face fallen off yet?
Oh, no, he's got a mask on to keep the front bits on.
Have you been listening to the show? We've been talking about the mask for the whole flipping hour and a half.
I haven't been listening. I've been watching the football.
Don't
have time to listen to you all the time, yeah?
I've got
a podcast to be making.
Why don't you go and watch the football then, little boy?
Because it's half-time, so can I speak to you for 15 minutes if you stop the group.
You cannot speak to me for 15 minutes, no.
Can I listen for 15 minutes?
Okay, yeah.
Can I listen for talk for two more minutes?
Okay.
All right, yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, we're asking, who does anyone fancy Anne Robinson? Because I do.
She's proper fit. Yeah. I have a thing for gingers.
Okay, we're going to put you, I wonder why, we're going to put you on the list then, yeah. G-man. All footballers should wear masks.
I didn't hear any writing.
I just written it. Honestly, I've written it.
Did you know the Chelsea goalie wears a helmet as well?
Oh, I did not know that. Does he really?
Peter Cech.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah, but he wears a helmet.
Oh, okay.
And the defender wears a mask.
Okay. Does anybody...
They're like superheroes.
Yeah. And the left back has got a cape. Does anybody... Does anybody care about Lady Di?
No.
No.
Next.
The next thing, let's have
a look. You're turning them out.
I know.
You're going to get the sack.
No, I'm going to... I'm
set your game up.
I'm being a
good
boy.
Doing a bit of work.
Okay. I'm looking for places to go to for a weekend that only
take...
That take 2 hours to get to.
Cambridge.
That have snow.
Oh.
Thank you.
Only in the winter.
Okay.
If you want to wait 4 months, you can go to Oxford as well.
No. And we're asking people, have you ever had your own personal driver?
I did once.
Right. And then...
Asif.
Okay. Oh, how is Asif? Is he right?
Yeah, man, he's cool. Send
him my best. I like him.
Grand to his head, though.
Good, he's a genius. So that's
well,
hang on,
look,
here comes Steve Jones. Steve Jones is producing. Oh, Steve Jones.
You're right. Where's Chris?
It's his curry night. Thank you, Steve Jones. Is that Redbus?
What?
Oh, good lad. It's his curry club.
Curry what?
Curry club.
He has a day off for that.
Oh, yeah. I've sprayed the back of my throat with an antiseptic, and now my whole mouth is completely numb.
Why would you do anything that you got to spray in your mouth? Oh,
steady.
Isn't worth doing.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off now.
G-man.
Right. 0845-6060-93. And also, we're looking for a new job for Moira Stewart. Get this right. Moira Stewart, this is how it was phrased in the paper today. Moira Stewart... Hello, I'm Moira Stewart. Moira Stewart has quit the BBC after bosses failed to find a new job for her. Listen to that sentence again. Moira Stewart has quit the BBC after bosses failed to find a new job for her. Now, how is that her quitting the BBC? If bosses failed to find a new job for her, that means there's no job for her, which means she didn't quit, she got the elbow.
That's just a nice way of saying bye.
That's a very nice way of saying bye. My mouth has gone completely numb with this spray. Completely numb.
Like when you go to the dentist?
Yeah, yeah. But I've got numb tongue.
A what?
Numb tongue.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird. I might not be able to carry on. There's nothing... The thing is, though, if you're Moira Stewart, apart from getting the original cast of the Adventure Game back together again and remaking that, there's nothing that she can do, really, is there?
How old is she now?
78.
She's award-winning, though. She's got awards.
What awards?
Newsreader of the Year and whatnot. She's got awards.
She got the Whatnot Award.
Yeah.
Moira Stewart got the Whatnot Award. I never knew that. We should try and get her in to do the show with me one night.
Looking for a female co-host.
She's well, we're not anymore.
Oh.
It's quite a tech. So we should try and get Moira Stewart in to do the show with me. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And Moira Stewart. I don't know.
Well, she's obviously got plenty of time on her hands.
Plenty of time on her. Moira Stewart has quit after BBC bosses failed to find her a new job. Well, that's kind of lame. Anyway, 0845-6060-973. Everyone's watching the football. That's why we're getting no phone calls. Were you just yawning then, Alex?
I was coughing.
You stifled a yawn.
No.
That was a yawn stifle.
No, I didn't want to project my germs all over the equipment.
Who cares about these losers?
That's true.
They'll
want colds next
week.
Yeah. I bet James O'Brien's planning a cold... As we speak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was on James O'Brien's show yesterday. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I can do that. Who's next? Ricky is. Hello, Ricky.
Good evening, Ian.
Hello, Ricky. Don't lose that number.
Hey.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Anne Robinson.
Yes? Can I add you to the list?
She...
She's one of those. I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Okay.
Sometimes she's nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think no, but then other times you think
I think she's a delightfully foxy older woman with a little sparkle in her eye, a great figure, and I think you would have an entertaining evening with her.
Aye, should I tell you who I think is up there in terms of the more mature lady?
Okay, go on.
This is after typing in Alison Bell on LBC on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
And then I saw Alison Bell's pictures, and I was like...
For an old woman, she's hot.
And I wrote on her wall, I said, Alison, you're a MILF. And I mean that.
All right, steady, Ricky, steady on. Okay, I don't think we can say that already, but well done. Alison Bell, of course, what time is she on now? She's on 1 till 4, I think, Mondays to Fridays. And is if you've not heard it, an excellent listen, ladies and gentlemen. An absolute excellent listen, which is very, very good. Emma's in Birmingham. Hello, Emma.
Greetings and salutations. How are you?
Oh, well, that's the right way to start a phone conversation, yes.
Well, I couldn't say good evening, could I?
Good evening! I've sprayed this stuff in the back of my throat, and my mouth is now completely numb.
I'm sure it's an extremely strange sensation. I would recommend that there is something else that you can use if need be.
Oh, go on, don't say garlic.
No. Not the most attractive thing.
Salty water.
No, not even that. It's actually not as bad as that.
Yeah.
You can get this stuff from any pharmacy. It's green and it looks like some sort of mad scientist experiment in a bottle, but it is antiseptic and it will clear your throat out and stop your breath from...
Mine's red. Yeah, I've got a red spray. I used to have the green one as a kid. I meant to get some Veruca stuff as well when I was in the chemist.
Oh,
I forgot.
Oh, lush.
No, I went and had... a Veruca frozen off on yesterday.
Wow!
Oh God, it's not.
How
pleasant.
Exciting!
No, this is the showbiz life I lead, Emma. I'm actually living the dream.
Wow! Yeah. I envy you.
Well done, you have every right to envy me because this is it don't get no better than this. Anyway, you've not called in to hear about my miserable health complaints. What can I do for you?
I called in to let you know that there is somewhere within a 2-hour flight that has snow the majority of the year, and it's Prague.
Oh, now I've been to Prague, yes.
Yes, and it's beautiful.
It is stunning.
Cheaper than the water.
Yeah.
And it snows around Easter time.
Will it be snowing in December? Maybe Prague
definitely
is the place to go.
Snowing in December, definitely. The place will be covered in snow.
It is good then. It is very cheap. Last time I went to Prague, though, I mentioned this the other day. I used to drink. I don't drink now. And we had a terrible, terrible absinthe. We were drinking absinthe, and following every absinthe, I had a pint chaser. So I sat there, had like five absinthes and five pints, and thought, well, this is rubbish, man. I thought this was supposed to be all psychedelic and groovy. Got up, and suddenly it was like I was back in 1967. I could hear Jimi Hendrix records coming from... I remember walking around the hotel off my face on absinthe, taking all of the pictures down off the walls in the corridor. And just taking all these pictures down and stacking them up. And I trod in some dog poo. And it was white carpet. And I just remember thinking, oh, God. It was awful. But, I won't be doing that again.
It sounds like if you maybe laid off the absinthe, you'd still have a good time.
Yes, I think so. I remember I ran out of a public toilet because I didn't know I had to pay the woman. And I had no money to pay her. And this woman chased me out of the toilet down the street. And I was with my girlfriend at the time. I said, come on, just run. I'm being chased. It was terrifying.
That sounds like a horrifying experience.
It was quite traumatic, let's just say.
I have to say, absinthe hasn't done me any favours either.
It's a dirty drink, man. I did it that one. No, I did it again, actually, when I came back. But
I'm sorry, but you are bringing it on yourself here.
Yeah, it's some hangover it gives you. I was there, I know exactly when I was there. It was when George Bush and Al Gore were up against each other because we kept turning the telly on, waiting for the result to be announced. And we kept going, well, let's just wait for the result. The results, let's just wait. And, of course, it went on for, like, 5 days or something.
Oh, counting
that. So, anyway. Prague is actually a good suggestion, Emma. I should put that on the list.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prague.
For your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think I just said thank you, Prague, to that woman. I don't know. She seemed delightful. It's good, Prague. It's very nice. Norman.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
You owe me £100.
Okay.
I'm saying this publicly.
Oh, so you say it publicly, sir. Where you go? You sound like a fruitcake. Carry on.
Yeah, no. You're the fruitcake. Ian, you must be the fruitcake. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
First of all,
yes.
I had you in high esteem, having listened to your show the first time I spoke to you.
Well done.
But now, having hearing you expound about Anne Robinson.
Oh
my God.
She is one.
Listen to me.
She is
if
one.
If you take away the plastic surgery.
Yes.
You don't belt in my ear.
That's not belting.
If you took away the plastic surgery.
Yes.
She would make a dead horse get up and kick.
No, you can't say that.
I'm telling you, she's cross-eyed. She's got bags under her eyes. I mean, you're playing music, you see.
Hang on, that's the wrong one. I meant to play this. Well, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay, the more important thing...
We'll have to come back in a second. We're late for this. It's a travelling star. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Well, the A3, it looks like there's a bit of a closure surrounding that one. So queues building up on the A3. In fact, I'm just hearing that the location of this closure is Esher Road. It's closed into town at Riverside Road with an accident. It may be closed for quite some time. If you're there and can give me any more information, then 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. Out on the M25 anti-clockwise, you've got the exit slip road part blocked off at junction 12 for the M3 with an accident. And if you're on the A404 heading north, it's looking very slow approaching the M40, the High Wycombe Handy Cross roundabouts. Got reports of some problems with the traffic lights there. Again, really appreciate all your updates. In Shepherd's Bush, traffic's having to take it in turns to get past some roadworks on Wood Lane at Aerial Way. And West End Lane in Hampstead, that one's still closed off both ways at Iverson Road with a burst water main. Also looking slow in the centre of town through Holborn, especially on Southampton Row. You've got those roadworks stretching from Russell Square down towards High Holborn right now. If you're heading out onto the tubes, there are delays on the Bakerloo line after a broken down train at Lambeth North. Delays on the Piccadilly line after a small power cut at Wood Green. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
Nick Ferrari has breakfast. Nothing short of shameful. This government can find enough money to wage the wars, to buy the bombs, building damn silly places like the Dome that nobody gives a stuff about. And yet young men and women who get maimed and crippled, when they come back, what do? They ask us to dig into our pockets to set up a charity. Can you think of anything more perverse?
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3. This week on LBC 97.3, The Big Quit launches a stop smoking campaign designed to give you all the tools you need to break the habit. You're more likely to quit if you plan your quit date. So head to lbc.co.uk and download our calendar. There's a space for you to write down your reasons for quitting. Log on to lbc.co.uk and start to plan your quit with us. Join The Big Quit, starting this week on LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Now, here's a dilemma. Everyone is saying Prague. Praha. Everyone is Prague. But I went there with an ex-girlfriend. It's a great place. But can you take a new girlfriend to a place where you went with an ex-girl? I don't remember it. As I say, I was absolutely steaming drunk. But can you do that? What's the ethics on that? I could do with some advice. 0845-60-60-93. It's a great place. It's a brilliant place. Beautiful. But could I... I don't know if I could. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. Doesn't really... I don't know. If someone could tell me. Anyway, back to Weird Norman. Yes, Norman?
Yeah, I'm not weird. Could I take...
Could I take a new girlfriend to a place where I took an ex-girlfriend once?
Of course you can.
Can you?
Absolutely.
Even though she's listening, probably listening to this show right now.
Yeah, turn her on.
What?
It'll turn her on.
It will turn her on, taking her to a city where I took an ex-girl. How?
Yeah?
I don't actually want to know the answer.
I'll tell you why.
I don't want
to
know.
We won't go there.
Let's get to your rubbish
let's
point.
Let's get to Anne Robinson. Yeah. I've got an idea. Yes. Why, you know Anne Robinson, you say Anne Robinson looking for a younger man.
Yes.
Ideal, James O'Brien.
He's not that much younger than her.
Well, he's not that much younger, but they're both obnoxious characters.
Well, no, you can't say that about either of them. Both of them are very, very lovely, warm, loving human beings.
Oh, James?
Apart from James O'Brien. I'm joking.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I'm glad you agree with me.
I like James.
He loves the sound of his own voice. He sort of says He repeats himself time and time and time again.
Okay, yeah. you do a radio show for 3 hours a day.
Well, you don't have to repeat yourself.
No, you do. Of course you do.
He repeats the same sentence, but in different ways.
Well, then that's not repeating, is it, if it's in different ways?
Of course it's repeating. If it's the same point, repetitive.
Does he say, immediately after it? Or later on?
No, immediately after it.
Okay, right.
No, but come back to this.
No.
I'm not going to run away from that.
No, you don't run away, Norman. No, you're not going to get away from slagging off one of my colleagues, right? You try doing a radio show for 3 hours a day every day. I bet you can't do it. You can barely string a sentence together.
Who?
You muppet. You can't even listen.
Of course I'm not a muppet.
You can't even listen.
My vocabulary is wonderful.
Okay.
I mean, I have a very diverse command of the English language.
Yeah, that sentence doesn't even make sense.
Of course it does.
A diverse command?
Yes.
Idiot. Right. get to your ridiculous point about me owing you money or something.
Yeah, all right. Now, you said, because of your fear of spiders, Ian.
Yes.
I'm being serious now. You said, and I said, I would cure your fear of spiders. I would take you down to London Zoo, yes. And I would, you would hold a tarantula in your hand. Is that correct or not?
I don't remember. And also, I'm not afraid of tarantulas.
You have a convenient memory.
No, I don't remember, and I'm not afraid of tarantulas. Tarantulas are fine. I'm afraid of normal spiders.
Okay. You said, what spiders? And I said, you would be able to hold any spider, because you were talking about webs and spiders and all the rest of the north.
You're talking about Ronaldson's
aversion
theory.
And you were talking about NLP. That's how it all started.
Oh, okay. This is the
most boring. And I said, okay, through hypnosis, I would make you unafraid of spiders.
You could not hypnotize me.
Why don't you take the bet?
You could not hypnotize me. I'll tell you why you couldn't hypnotize me, Norman, because I used to be a hypnotist.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I swear on whatever you want me to swear on. I used to be a hypnotist, and I performed hypnotism shows in various pubs and clubs and colleges for a period of four or five years. I also used to write for Paul McKenna when he did hypnotism on the telly. I used to be, and I could still do it. I was talking to my girlfriend about this at the weekend. I was talking through how you do it. I can hypnotise people, and therefore you would not be able to hypnotise me because I wouldn't let you.
People to hypnotise are hypnotists.
No, they're not, because I would block you. I would not let you, and if I block you, then you can't hypnotise me.
Well, then I'm willing to pay to your children's charity.
I haven't got a children's charity.
Well, the children's charity that you name.
I'm not going to name a children's charity. What are you talking about children's charities for?
Because that's what the bet was for.
What bet?
Children, that I would be able to.
I think you're
right. Overcome your fear of spiders,
Norman.
Yes,
we have never, ever had this conversation.
In fact, you've made me leave my name and number with your.
Norman? I bet you £100 for a children's charity of my choice that we never had this conversation. Do you accept the bet?
Yes.
Okay, we're witnesses to this. Divyesh?
Hi, Ian.
Would you set him straight for me, please?
Norman had this conversation with John Holmes.
He had the conversation with John Holmes, not with me, Ian Lee.
I thought it was you, Ian.
Oh, Norman!
In that case, I'll tell you what.
Norman's going to pay £100 to a children's charity.
I will pay it. How's that?
Oh, well, no, that's good. We had a bet.
I'll leave my number. Oh, you've got my number and my name.
Right.
And I will pay it. How's that?
I tell you what you do. You send a cheque to me at LBC Towers.
Yes.
I will cash that cheque, and I will, on the air, I will phone up a children's charity and I will give them that £100 once that cheque has cleared.
It'll be my pleasure.
So it'll be here by the end of next week?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm happy to do
and
so.
Norman, would you like to apologise to me?
I apologise to you, but I won't apologise. One other point. When you went to school, Ian, did you do geography?
A little bit.
How the hell did you not know where Granada is in Sierra Nevada when that girl from Manchester phoned you?
Don't try and leave with a little parting shot, Norman. You were wrong. You got the wrong person. Send me a cheque for £100. I'll bank it. Once it's cleared, I will send it to a charity. Thank you, Norman. What a weirdo. Divyesh, thank you for that. I didn't have a clue what he was talking about.
He was talking to John Holmes, and John Holmes was really impressed.
And he was actually going to take him up on it. I don't know what happened thereafter.
But do you know what? He was convincing. He's a good hypnotist, because I was thinking that we actually had had that conversation. He convinced me.
I'm sure he did. By the way, Anne Robinson, yes.
Oh, hang on. Well done. So we've got Divyesh is on the list as well. Cheers, fella. Thank you for that.
All the best, mate. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. There we go. Of course, it's... Well, why is this not working? There we are. It's everyone's favourite weirdo. It's Vinny.
Yeah, man, I'm losing patience here, yeah? You put this Norman bloke on, yeah, for so long, yeah? I want to watch Heroes. It's on at 9 o'clock. But what I want to talk about, yeah, is this broken jaw. And that's the end of that conversation. Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, Ian. Hey, hey, hey. Anyway, so, what was I talking about now? We'd like to help
you
learn
to help yourself. You can't board a plane without a boarding pass. But next time you fly British Airways, get your own. No, seriously. One of the great things about online check-in is that you can get so much airport admin sorted long before you get to the airport. Like choosing where to sit, printing your own boarding pass and checking in, even if you have bags. You can also hire a car and book a hotel. It means you'll have a bit more peace of mind when you arrive. And because it's easy to do, you hardly have to lift a finger. Just the one you use to click onto BA.com. Upgrade to British Airways. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Hello. Ian. It's a little secret, just the right size affair. Well, you scared of spiders yet? Call me a girl. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more. Like a little girl, you run away. And you slag me off. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Dan, can you talk to me, please? Yeah, do you like, Anne Robinson then? Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. I've never seen her yet, but she looks alright on TV. Where have you gone, Jordan, that you know our nation turns its lonely eyes to you?
Alright then, bye. We're compiling a list of men who are all women. We find Anne Robinson attractive because I think she's good enough for that. Because I think she's fit, man. Really fit. And she's looking for a younger lover. So far, we've got me, Terry from Hatfield Heath, G-Man and Divyesh. Looks like we're all going to be hiring a minibus and driving around to where they filmed The Weakest Link. 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. Now, to say it's quiet on the phones is an understatement, but of course it's quiet because there's. Is the football? What time does the football finish? Steve Jones, former host of the Premier Game, do you have any idea?
About 9:30, 9:35 ish.
So right towards the end of the show,
yeah.
Is what you're saying. So we've got to struggle on
it's a
for
long old game.
Another 35-40 minutes or so.
We could have a word and see if they could sort of call it off early.
Could you?
I don't know.
Supposing John Terry's face collapsed, would that speed the demise of the game up?
They could sort of stop it for 20 minutes while I fix his face.
Is he still wearing the mask?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll look at 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. When we come back from the news at the top of the hour, that's a radio phrase. No one in the real world says at the top of the hour. The news is coming up at the top of the hour. No one says the top of the hour, except for radio people. But when we come back from the news at the top of the hour, I shall be giving a little recap of all of the things that we've mentioned so far, for those who have just tuned in, and also maybe throwing a few more things into the mix. And don't forget, you can call up with your own agenda. The stuff that I throw out at you, it's only suggestions, isn't it? You don't have to stick to it. 0845 60 60 973. We'll take more of your calls after the latest LBC 97.3 news.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, tributes are paid to a care worker killed in a crossfire. Inquest jury sees footage of the last hours of Diana's life. And Maddie Toys head to Belarus. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland. Colleagues are paying tributes to a truly lovely care worker killed when she was caught in the crossfire between two gunmen in New Cross. Magda Panieska died after she was hit in the head by a bullet as she left for work at a nursing home. Police say the 26-year-old Polish national was an innocent woman killed for no reason. Sky's Katie Stallard has been to the crime scene and told LBC about Magda's final movements.
Essentially what she walked into was a man-on-man gunfight. There was a man at the top of the steps firing down into the car park on a man who was taking cover behind a red Volkswagen Polo car. Now, witnesses have described hearing as many as 5 shots between the two men who were really at very close range. One of those bullets struck Magda in the head. She was taken to hospital, but she was pronounced dead just an hour later.
4 people are being questioned by police in South London. The jury at the Diana inquest has been shown new images of the day she died. The CCTV pictures capture the princess and Dodi Fayed's last movements in Paris. They also show a pack of paparazzi gathering outside the hotel. Martin Gregory, author of Diana, The Last Days, thinks the footage is very significant.
We're all familiar with the pictures of Diana and Dodi and the bodyguards going through the circular door. However, today we saw pictures of them in the Ritz earlier in the day. That we'd never seen before, and I think the pictures of them, for example, in the lift, are going to become quite iconic.
Police are investigating after a man was shot and injured in Lambeth at the weekend. Officers were called to a house at around 11 p.m. on Sunday and found a 22-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to his leg. He's recovering in hospital in North London. His injuries aren't thought to be serious, and no arrests have been made. A 17-year-old boy suffered serious head injuries after being knocked down by a car in Greenwich. It happened in Trafalgar Road just before 5:30. We're told the victim's been taken to Lewisham Hospital. Hundreds of cuddly toys left by well-wishers in Madeleine McCann's home village are being shipped off to Belarus tonight. 2,000 toys and gifts will be taken to orphanages. They've been left at the war memorial in Rothley in Leicestershire since the 4-year-old went missing in Portugal exactly 5 months ago. In sports, another big night of Champions League action is underway for British sides. Chelsea are drawing 1-1 with Valencia. Elsewhere, it's still goalless between Liverpool and Marseille at Anfield. And it's 0-0 between Celtic and defending champions AC Milan. And in the Championship, QPR are 3-1 down at Colchester. In London's news, in Hersham... London's travel news, rather, in Hersham, Esher Road is closed eastbound at Riverside Road with an accident. And remember, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. In London's weather, a misty, murky, cloudy night ahead and lows of 13 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC. It's 9:03.
Remember, there's a new way to call London's biggest conversation. Our new number is 0845 60 60 973. So, store it in your phone now for when you next want to take part in one of your favourite shows on LBC 97.3. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening. We'll be right back.
talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That is what I'm talking about. Good old-fashioned radio skills. Good evening. So, Agent Chris, my usual producer, isn't here. So if normally you feel that Agent Chris has got it in for you or doesn't want you to get on the air or has got a thing against you, there are some listeners who are paranoid and think that Chris hates them and doesn't put them through. Well, it's Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game. And Steve, you're putting everybody through, aren't you?
Anybody and everybody.
You don't give a stuff.
I've got no grudges.
Excellent. So he doesn't know anyone's history. So if you feel that there's been a bit of bother between you and Chris, call up Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game. 0845. 60 60. Nicely. Don't phone up though to get him to pass on rubbish messages to the news girl. What did that bloke say to you?
He said to our newsreader that it's pronounced co-worker, not co-worker.
Why was he phoning us up? What an idiot! What a muppet that bloke was. Anyway, Lady Alex is back after a long. Oh, hang on a second. What's going on here? Hang on. Yes, line five.
Oh, hello.
Yes, you're on the air. You can complain about how she says co-worker.
Yeah, well, I should have said good evening, but
yes.
I didn't.
No.
Earlier on, you asked me to do something for you, so I thought I'd better report back.
What? Are you allowed to mention it on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, that thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, can kids under 16 work these days?
Yes.
Yeah, go on, then.
Under the Children and Young Persons Act, no child under 13 may be employed.
Right.
There is an exception for certain kinds of performance, such as acting.
Okay.
Where a part can be only undertaken by that of a child.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Working hours are strictly controlled, and they must have a permit issued by the local authority, normally the Education Welfare Service.
Okay. Can you do this and make it interesting?
Not really, no.
Okay, Karen. So I could have... I could have worked at BJAM's at the age of 15, is what you're telling me.
Well, between the ages of 13 and school leaving, then you're not allowed to work before 7 or after 7. So it's between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening.
Oh, I worked after 7, definitely. I used to work Friday nights.
Well, then that's very naughty, then.
Okay.
You're not allowed to work for more than 2 hours on a school day.
Oh, I worked for 3 hours on a school day on a Friday.
Oh, very naughty.
Yes.
But, of course, this legislation may have been brought in after you were doing that, because you're almost as old as I am.
Well, fair play. Now I think on it, yes, that was 19 years ago.
And before then, I mean, you used to be able to stick children up
steady.
Flues in chimneys.
Chimneys, you're going to say. Okay, yes.
Yes. Right. No, I wasn't going to say anything.
No, weird. Okay. James, well, should we plug your radio show on this station?
If you'd like to.
When is it on?
Well, there are two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pressed the button that cuts him off. Oh, you'll find him. It's James Max. He's excellent. He's absolutely excellent. So, what are we talking this evening about? Okay, we mentioned the football. Why not? We have to embrace it. I hate football. It's one of the worst, most overrated sports in the world. Awful, awful game. Unless, of course, you're playing FIFA on the Xbox 360. You're typing the score up on the screen. It's currently Valencia 3... Chelsea 1. Okay, well, that I don't know if that's good. I don't know. Is that in the league? Valencia are foreign, aren't they? So it won't be a league game. Was it Carling Cup? Coca-Cola Cup? Barclays Cup?
It's the UEFA Champions League.
Okay, well done. It's a rubbish game. Who cares? Who cares? I can't get any... You know there's a football game on because Clive Bull always comes upstairs and sits in the studio next door and watches the telly. Him and Bob don't talk. They just watch the football. So all football people should wear masks. Have you ever worn a mask? 0845 60 60 973. We're compiling a list of gentlemen or ladies that find Anne Robinson vaguely sexy. I was surprised. Sorry, I've got a terrible cold. And I've taken so many decongestants and pills and potions and things that it's given me indigestion, so I'm not in my, you know, my best of health. But... I'm surprised. I would have thought more people would have called in and said, yes, that Anne Robinson, she's a bit of all right. Lady Di, does anyone care? It's all over the news. Here's the truth, kids. There was no conspiracy. There was no murder. It was a car crash. These things happen. There you go, you know. That's it. 0845 60 60 973. If you're interested, I'm really uncomfortable with this indigestion. I need to do a big belch, but of course I can't do it. I haven't got the gland in my body that lets me do that. 0845 6060 973. If you're even vaguely interested in this whole Lady Di thing, no one has called in to say, yes, Ian, we must have the truth. Because no one gives a stuff. It was 10 years ago. What else? Oh, we're looking for other jobs for Moira Stewart because she's apparently quit. Quit after BBC bosses failed to find a new job for her. What else are we talking about? Oh, places I can go to for a weekend away that's got snow, only takes 2 hours to get to. And have you ever had a driver? Is that the coolest thing, having your own driver? I would love, after this, to just go downstairs, get into a car in the front, take us home, please, mate. Then when I get home, tell you what, I won't be in the car again. I'll see you tomorrow morning. 0845 6060 973. If you want to talk about any of those things or anything else that may be in the back of your mind. Let's go to Zuha. Hello, Zuha.
Hi.
How's it going?
All right, thanks.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about Anne Robinson.
Oh, okay, one of the sexiest women on British television.
I don't know about that, but I thought she was quite attractive. I actually met her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was a contestant on The Weakest Link many years ago.
Did you win?
Yes.
Did you? Okay, so did I.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Then we have something in common.
We should start a club or something.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought she's quite attractive, and she's actually not the persona she's portrayed to be on the show, as you probably know. But at the end, she's a very sweet woman, actually.
Yeah, she's very nice when she comes and says, you know, hello. It's all an act.
Absolutely, but a lot of people don't realise that. So I think, yes, put a tick for me. That's one more person who thinks she's
Welcome to The Weakest Link.
Zuha, I shall put you on the list.
Thank you.
Were you one of those themed shows, or was it just a normal show with normal people?
No, it was just one of the normal shows, you know?
Okay, I see, yeah.
So, it was a fairly interesting experience, to put it mildly.
I tell you what I found surprising.
Yeah.
Is when you're standing there, the monitors, the big screens that show the score and everything.
Yeah.
I couldn't really see it. It was really faint.
That's right, and also you're probably more with television, but I mean, that camera that comes zooming to your face.
Oh yeah, I've never really done much stuff with that. That's quite exciting.
Yeah, and it just throws you off because you can just about hear it, and because of the blackout blinds that they've got all around, you can't see the camera.
Yeah.
But anyway, and the other comment I had is about Princess Diana, and yes, I do care.
Why? Why, Zuha?
Well, because I think it's important for history for it to be noted down one way or the other, and I think...
But we know what happened. There was a car crash and a load of people died.
But for those conspiracy theorists or whoever, at least this way, with the inquest, it'll be hopefully
resolved one suppose... Way or the other. Okay, let's assume for a second she was murdered, right, and there's been a big conspiracy.
Hmm.
If the jury say, no, there wasn't a murder... Whatever the jury say, if the jury say no, there wasn't a murder, all the conspiracy theorists will say, yes, that's part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, I see where you're going with
they will never be satisfied.
Yeah, I guess in a way it almost perpetuates the
and
whole...
It is, of course it does. It makes it look, it's been kind of... And I guarantee you, they will not come out and say, oh, yes, it was murder. That will not happen at all. They'll come out and say, no, it was an accident.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It will keep going on and on.
Well, perhaps it will, but in my mind, for someone like me, who will actually sit there and listen to it and say, right, this is now end of story.
But what, Bazooka, why do you care? I mean, it's very sad that a woman died and she had kids and stuff like that, but I don't care.
No, I don't think it's a question of necessarily caring. My life doesn't get affected one way or the other.
Yeah.
But it's just she was in the persona and she was there in everyone's eyes for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Probably the most famous woman in the world during her time. And I think, I think people like me who remember it quite clearly, it's one of those moments for me like it was when people would say a previous generation ago, where were you when Kennedy was assassinated kind of things. It always
I was in a book depository in Texas when that happened.
I wasn't quite born yet.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Anyway.
These things, do you know where you were when you found out Princess Diana died? Yeah, I was watching the news. That's where most... I know exactly where I was. I was actually standing outside... most of the stories tonight have been... I was very, very drunk. Standing outside a bookshop in Edinburgh. And
that's the point. You do remember exactly where you were on that day.
Yeah.
It's not something that you can't sit there, for example... You know, anyone else who might have passed away. I don't know, where were you when Kissinger passed away or Nixon passed away, you know? You don't remember those days, but somehow she's one of those iconic figures where you tend to remember that.
Yeah, but I guess that's why she
lingers on in everyone's mind.
No, she lingers on because there was that weird, completely misplaced hysteria that took place after she died that was weird. It was really fascinating to watch the whole country grind to a halt over... Yeah. Over nothing, really. It was weird. Yeah. I think the whole country felt guilty.
Yeah, but I think all that builds into everyone's psyche. You know, all that happened post her death, the mass hysteria that followed, if you want to put it like that, it all adds to the whole image that's created in your mind about Princess Diana. And I guess this is one way of, for some people, for maybe someone like me who wants to come to a resolution on this, one way or the other, not that it matters to me one way or the other what had happened.
But obviously it does matter, because the fact that you're concerned about the outcome of this case means that it does matter to you. And I can't understand why it matters. I'm not even vaguely interested in this.
No, I'm interested.
Okay.
I must admit. Anyway, those are my two comments.
Zuhair, listen, man, nice to talk to you. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. Let's go to Isaac very quickly. Hello, Isaac.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Isaac.
Good evening.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you heard of a place called Sofia in Bulgaria?
I have heard of it. I know nothing about it.
Okay, it's the capital of Bulgaria. It's 3 hours from London.
Okay.
And, you know, during the summer, you have summer and, you know, you have normal weather. But if you go, you know, you take the car straight up the mountain.
Yes.
You've got snow very high up the mountain. And you can come back to reality and not be stuck in all that snow as well.
It sounds kind
of... Very, very cheap flights as well to Bulgaria at the moment.
How much?
Well, I mean, you know, if you book it in advance, you just have to pay, really, the taxes, you know, just a few quid each way in the taxes.
My cleaner is Bulgarian, and she's gone there recently, so maybe I should have a little word with her.
I love it. I've been there probably 15 times.
Isaac, listen, I've got to go. Thank you for that suggestion.
OK, then.
Cheers, fella. 0845-60-60-973. It's the Travel News Now with Nikki Salmon.
Thank you very much. Starting out in Hersham, Esher Road is closed off eastbound as you head towards Esher. That's at Riverside Road. It's all down to an accident. Now, I've been hearing from the police that this one may be closed for quite some time. If you're there and can give me an update, 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. Good news out on the M25. Anti-clockwise, that exit slip road's now all clear at junction 12 for the M3 after an accident. But there are some problems on the A404 as you head north towards the High Wycombe Handy Cross roundabout. That's looking very slow indeed as you try to get onto the M40. We do have some reports of problems with the traffic lights there. In Shepherd's Bush, traffic's taking it in turns to get by some roadworks on Wood Lane Aerial Way. You've also got temporary traffic lights to contend with there. And West End Lane in Hampstead, closed off both ways at Iverson Road with a burst water main. That one's going to stay closed until the weekend at least, I'm afraid. Out on the tubes, there are delays on the Bakerloo line. It's all after a broken down train much earlier on at Lambeth North. Delays on the Piccadilly line as well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, this train is delayed. We don't know why or for how long.
Next time you get delayed, remember you can check out the latest travel news on your mobile phone.
Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose Travel. Travel.
And the M25 in Essex has...
You can also select to hear news and weather updates too.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
Call that a good result? You just surrendered your useless share. When you're thinking of offloading an endowment policy, pass it straight to AAP instead of surrendering.
Yes, boss.
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, you could score more by selling through AAP. Call our winning team on 0845 073 1960.
And when did you last see your father with LBC 97.3?
I'm in bed, avoiding my father. I know he has jobs lined up for me because it's Sunday and everywhere's closed on Sunday, and he's keen on us doing things together and being useful. I hate being useful. Once I used to escape to church, to the choir, a way of meeting the three other boys in the village.
Paul Ross was reading an extract from author Blake Morrison's memoir, And When Did You Last See Your Father?, which is now a critically acclaimed film starring Jim Broadbent and Colin Firth, in cinemas this Friday with LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
There have been some changes to the LBC schedule, and it's well worth going to the LBC website and having a look. I believe Christo Fufas, who I'm a big fan of, 4 hour show he's got. What day of the week is that, Alex? Do we know?
Saturday.
Saturday. 4 hours with Fufas, it's called, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm going to. What time Saturday?
6 o'clock, I believe.
6 till 10.
Yes.
I'm listening. I'm there. I'm listening.
I have to.
Well, you're going to be working, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, because you know I'm not doing Sunday nights anymore. Did you know that?
I'd heard something.
Are you still working Sunday nights?
No, it's Clive Bull, isn't it?
Oh, of course. So it'd be him and Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe you should just stay here anyway.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on things.
Pretend it's like it's the old days.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not us doing it. Oh, well, that's all right, then. That'd be nice. Having Sunday nights free is fantastic. Because they show cack all on telly. So you can watch a film, you can watch a DVD, play a bit of Xbox. It's living the dream. It's South Park Man.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hi, I'm from South Park, man.
What, the cartoon?
Yeah, man.
I hate that cartoon, so I've got to cut you off. Man. It's the worst cartoon in the world. It's absolute guff. Let's go to Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Hello there.
I'm not a regular listener. I've been summoned to listen while I'm doing the decorating.
Okay.
But who
summoned you to listen? The missus.
The missus. Mate,
of course it is. It's a girls' radio. Yes.
Absolutely. But getting back to this Anne Robinson thing.
Yes, sir.
I do not find her attractive.
Really?
Absolutely.
Do you not find that whole domineering dominatrix kind of, you know, we slink about? You don't find that kind of sexy being ordered around?
Not at all, mate. She is absolutely disgusting.
Okay, well, who do you find attractive, Darren? Let's get a feel for Darren the man.
Abby Titmus.
Now, isn't it funny? We may be getting Abby Titmus in one night. I did a show with her last week.
Right.
It was a TV show, and I spent half an hour, just me and Abby Titmus, having a cup of tea together.
Oh, very nice.
She is so beautiful.
Yeah.
She's wearing this short dress and stockings. Oh, God almighty.
Yes.
She's like, all right, Darren, calm down. what decorating are you doing?
Wallpapering.
Oh, man, I can't do that nonsense.
No, mate, it's enough anyway.
Are you interested in this whole Diana thing?
This is the other thing. Oh, I am not interested one bit. I think it's done. It should be buried and forgotten.
Well, literally, the thing is, you know this is going to go on for the next 6 months, maybe even the next year.
Like you say, no one cares.
No, right. No one does care. And it's going to be on the front page every day for at least 6 months.
Yep. Well,
I'm tired of it. I'm bored of it. It's a load of old nonsense.
Yeah.
Darren, listen, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Say hello to the missus. Cheers, fella. There we go. Let's go to Robert.
Hello.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I'm in the radio now, yeah?
That's correct.
Hi, three of your subjects, the football and, I can't remember the other one. The football, okay. Yeah, I kind of agree with you, it's all overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of the games are interesting sometimes and they play very well. But I wanted to mention another sport that gets absolutely no ratings whatsoever. It's not, you know, spectators don't really sort of seem to get into it, but rowing. Rowing is a great sport.
Almighty, oh God! you mean posh blokes in boats?
Well, it's not just posh blokes. I mean,
well, it is, isn't it? Let's be honest. I know it is.
Not at all. If you go down to the river and you go rowing, there's very few people who are posh doing it.
Well, you're quite posh.
Well, that's not the point.
No, well, it adds credence to my argument.
Well, it's anecdotal. I'm just one bloke. I mean, I just happen to be the guy who's calling in.
Calling in about rowing.
It is
dominated.
Traditionally, I mean, in this. But the thing is, it's to do with the fundings of the schools and sport.
No, it's not to do with the fundings of the schools and sport. Of course it's not.
The private schools. I mean, okay, in the old days in this country, the way that you got selected to row for Great Britain was it all came through from the schools. And so, the rich schools could afford to buy the boats because it's expensive.
No. It's got nothing to do with schools and rich schools and funding and stuff like that. It's a rich person's sport.
No. Not at all.
Of course it is. You ask any. Hang on. Mark.
Yes, mate.
Is rowing a rich person's sport?
Well, of course it is.
Thank you. There we go. You see?
Why is that? Well, why do you say that?
Only rich people, apart from a few exceptions, only rich people row.
And it's also
one of the dullest sports. So it's people, rich or otherwise, in a boat going up a bit of river.
Listen to this, right?
I'm listening.
Can be used for many things, okay?
Yeah.
But I personally think that you can make yourself. I'm not saying it's the only way to make yourself better. You can make yourself better in some way when you do it. And
make
when
yourself
you do
better
rowing, what's very interesting about rowing is other sports. When you're running, the guy that you're trying to beat is in front of you. In other sports, you always know pretty much where you stand. If it's a score, if you're playing football, the guy's opposite you. But in rowing, when you get to a certain level, you're facing backwards. You know, you're travelling one way and you're looking the other.
Oh.
And if another crew is up and in front of you, you can't look round.
Well, they should have mirrors. There we go. I've just invented something. Then that's a brilliant invention. You can have that. Wing mirrors.
I've done it for training, but in racing, it's not a good idea because even a mirror will let you down, throw the balance and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're racing, when you're rowing and you're racing and you can't look around and you don't know how much another crew is ahead of you, and you're just relying, if there is someone steering the boat, relying on them to tell you. I mean, a lot of crews don't have a
cox. Do you have cox, Robert?
I've done all the boats.
Done
them all. But the point is, you're then involved in a battle almost with yourself. You've got to push yourself as hard as you possibly can, maintain a technique, all the rest of it.
Well,
and you don't know how far ahead the guy is. And that brings out real character,
It doesn't bring out character. All you got to do is you just got to row as quickly as you can for like a mile or something. And that's it. That's all you have to do is row as quickly as you can for a mile.
Yeah, that's true. But then you could argue that with any sport. You could say all you have to do is score more goals. All you have to do
is... Well, exactly.
Like,
and football is rubbish. I've said that.
Well, you could say that. Do you think all sport is rubbish then?
No.
What sports do you think are good?
I think athletics are good and hockey.
And why athletics? Because funny enough, athletics is interesting because the school I went to was massive in hockey and rowing.
Right.
Regularly produced internationals every year.
Yeah.
So why hockey?
Why hockey? Because it's aggressive, it's violent, and there's an element of skill to it.
See, we used to call the hockey players girls because they didn't train, they didn't have to do half the training.
No, you called them girls because traditionally, in a boy's mind, hockey is a girl's sport. That's what we used to think, it's a girl's sport. But when you play, it's one of the roughest...
When their training was, they lived half the workload we did.
Right.
They just went up for it. Whenever we competed against them at athletics, like, you know, you have to represent your house and all that athletics state, we just caned them. The rowers just destroyed them.
Yes.
You much, much harder, much... And the camaraderie is... That you build through it. I think it's stronger because when you're rowing, if you're rowing in a big boat like an 8 or a 4,
yes,
you're relying on the other three guys doing their bit as well. And you're just sitting there.
But I don't see what you why can't you accept that rowing is a posh person sport? Why can't you accept
that? I'll tell you why. I mean, I haven't been for at least a year now, but I rowed a lot of school. I left it for about 8 years because it was just so bloody painful. And I came back to it just more for pleasure and a bit of fitness. I'll tell you why it's not a posh person's sport, because if you go down to the river, if you go down to Putney and all along there, there's loads of boat clubs. On any Saturday morning, any Saturday of the year, 90%, 95% of the people who are out there rowing are not posh.
But are they people rowing competitively, or are they people in boat number 62 coming, your time is up?
Oh, you get all levels, you'll see...
Well, exactly, but you'll get commoners pottering around. You won't get people doing competitively. Who's, what is it, Matthew Pinsett? He's posh, isn't he?
Yeah, Steve
Redgrave? Steve Redgrave, posh.
I wouldn't class him as posh.
Redgrave is posh. Well, that shows how posh you are then.
Become posh, but
Steve Redgrave is posh. It's a posh person. Robert, I've got to go.
What about there's another...
Oh, I'm bored of you. Mark.
Ian, good evening.
Was I just round with a man about whether rowing is posh or not? I think I was.
That's totally outrageous.
What a posh fool. Anyway, Mark, what can I do for you?
Anne Robinson.
Am I putting you on the list or am I not?
Yeah, mate.
Good lad, Mark in Crouch End.
Listen, this woman before the ops was lush.
Yeah.
When
she was a watchdog?
Well, yeah.
Oh, watchdog was on tonight. I forgot to Sky Plus it. Nuts.
No, she was all right, mate. I fitted three fireplaces for her and a nice Muse house in Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Turned up. She just handed me the keys. I went, darling, help yourself to anything in the fridge.
Yeah.
And... Of course, I did.
Oh, I don't think you're supposed to actually do that. Though she offered you anything you wanted in the fridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all that was in the fridge was like Fortnum and Mason's grub and loads of bully. Which was quite nice.
Right.
So I smashed it, and it was all good. And
you smashed it. What?
Well, obviously.
What do you mean you smashed it?
Well, it took advantage
of Anne Robinson.
I wish. No, so I just took advantage of her hospitality.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, so you drank some of her booze and ate some of her food.
And she is fit as...
Okay. I'm glad you censored yourself there. Thank you for that. Flippin' heck. Jessica!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Jessica.
I'm not surprised you haven't got very many calls tonight.
Why?
Because that bloke that's answering the phone has got the charm of, I don't know, some sort of dead fish.
Whoa, you're talking about Steve Jones, the former presenter of the Pyramid Game.
So rude.
Steve, come on. Were you rude to Jessica?
I didn't think I was being rude.
I asked
Jessica...
Oh, God,
only because we had Beth earlier on, who's only 14 and sounded quite youngish.
Yes.
I asked Jessica how old she was.
That's all right, Jessica.
Just covering my back.
He has to do that.
Yeah, but then he inferred that I was, like, 12 or something.
I did not say that. I said what? You sounded quite youngish.
Yeah, and it turns out that he's 21. I just think that was cheeky. Anyway, never
mind. Well, you do, but Jessica, in
I don't want to fall out with
no,
you.
No, I don't. We're not going to fall out. In fact, we're going to end up as lovers one day if my plan works out. But he, you do sound quite young.
Well, yeah, but
and he's just—he just has to check to make sure that nothing is appropriate is discussed while you're on the air.
You're absolutely right. It's just his job. Actually, he did say my job's on the line, which was more information than I needed to know.
Jessica, we've been criticising my new producer for so much. We'll have to come back after we've had the latest LBC news.
Where are you off to, mate?
Dublin.
Oh yeah, who with?
Aer Lingus.
Right, Heathrow it is then.
No, Gatwick. Aer Lingus fly from there now too.
With flights from Gatwick and Heathrow from just £26 each way, including taxes and charges, no one makes it easier to get to Dublin than Aer Lingus. So whether on business or pleasure, choose the airport that's handiest for you when you book at aerlingus.com.
That Dublin's a lovely place, mate. Never been there, mind you.
And minimise the grief of getting there. Terms and conditions apply. Gatwick route opens October 28th.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30. I'm Holly Holland. Colleagues of a care home worker killed in crossfire in southeast London last night say she was one of the most dedicated carers. 26-year-old Magda Panevska was hit by a single bullet as she made her way home at around 6:30 last night in New Cross. It's thought she was caught up in a gun battle between drugs gangs. New footage of the last hours of Princess Diana's life has been shown at the inquest into her death. Film was taken from dozens of CCTV cameras inside the Paris Ritz Hotel. It shows Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed, as well as the paparazzi waiting outside. David Cameron's made what may be his last major speech before a general election. Speaking to delegates at their conference in Blackpool earlier, he promised to change the tax and benefits system to encourage families to stay together, and he challenged Gordon Brown to call a snap election. In sport, it's another big night of Champions League action for British sides. Chelsea are 2-1 up at Valencia. Elsewhere, Liverpool are 1-0 down against Marseille at Anfield, and it's 1-1 between Celtic and defending champions AC Milan. And in the Championship, QPR are 4-2 down at Colchester. In London's travel news, in Hersham, Esher Road is closed eastbound at Riverside Road with an accident. And in London's weather, a misty, murky, cloudy night ahead with lows of 13 degrees Celsius. You with LBC, it's 9:31.
Hello, Christine.
Hello.
Hello, my love. What do you want to tell me?
My son disappeared 19 years ago.
And there's not been a suggested sighting of your boy anywhere?
No.
Nothing.
I was hysterical.
Of course you were. Have you kept his bedroom the same?
I have. I don't know if I've done right or not.
Oh, listen, you do what's right for you, darling.
That he will come back to me one day.
Don't question yourself for keeping the lad's bedroom like that. Whatever helps you get through.
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good evening.
Okay, so it's the last 28 minutes of the show before Clyde Ball comes on at 10 o'clock. 0845 6060973. I forget you can hear Clyde Ball on Sunday evenings now, 10 till 1 o'clock. And for all the other changes in the LBC lineup, there's only small, subtle changes. Go to lbc.co.uk and you'll find all of the information there. But if you want to give me a call, there's time and there's room. Is the football finished yet? No, it's not. God,
we're just a couple of minutes to go.
We struggle with when the football's on because everyone's watching the football. But 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now, Jessica. Oh, hang on a second.
Okay.
Jason.
Good evening.
You want to defend young Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, don't you?
With my complete sincerity, yes.
Tell me more.
He's a wonderful chap, but I think you've still got Chris in there locked up and you've changed his voice and it sounds like Chris.
You think he sounds like Chris? They do sound similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not kidnapping Chris at all in the building, are you?
That's between me and Chris.
Excellent. Well, it's all in good faith.
Jason, we'll come back to you in a second. Jessica?
It was a conversation that you were having about the mask earlier.
Oh, look, Sire's emailed in. Ian, can I vote for Anne Robinson too? Yes, if I were lesbian, I would go out with her. She's still not sent a picture in. I wish I were. Yes, the masks.
I've never worn a mask, but I have worn one of those kind of full head character costume things. The whole costume, actually.
The full head... What do you mean, the full head character costumes?
Well, you know, like, you seem like... Well, it was Noddy.
Right.
And you get into a Noddy costume.
Why were you wearing a Noddy costume?
Because I was in this Noddy group that kind of...
Whoa, 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 whoa. A Noddy group?
Yeah, it was quite a while ago. It was during the summer when I was a student and I had this part-time job dressing up as kind of cartoon characters.
Jeez.
For corporate business lunches.
Yeah.
Children's parties and all kinds of horrendous things, really.
Yeah, that does sound hideous.
Noddy with a big head mask. And you have to have, like, a minder with you because they're so heavy. And like Sarah was saying before, you sweat so much in it, it's quite disgusting.
Oh, you lose quite a lot of weight in those things,
honestly,
can't you?
You seriously would lose weight. And you can't actually do... You can't be in the costume for more than 15 minutes at a time. Every 15 minutes you have to have a break, otherwise you just die.
Wow, imagine dying inside a Noddy costume. What a way to go.
But, so it's kind of like having a mask on, and it does sort of feel really weird.
It's not that much like having a mask, though, is it?
Well, you know something?
Yeah.
That guy, what's he called, John Terry?
Oh, the football player, yeah.
He would have felt different tonight with that mask on his face. He should have just thought of himself as Zorro or something.
Yeah.
Did he score a goal? I don't know.
I don't care. But yeah, he should have, because it's a transparent mask, so you're supposed to go, oh, I don't notice he's wearing a mask. But of course
you do. When you are just wearing a normal mask, you do feel completely different. It's quite a weird thing.
Yeah. All right, Jessica, thank you for that.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye. Jason.
Good evening.
Etc, etc.
I think the mask is the modern, up-to-date Hannibal Lecter mask.
Okay.
What do you think?
What, the one he's wearing?
Yeah.
It's a bit disappointing. All it is, it's like those kind of plastic masks you get, you're supposed to put in the freezer and you put them on if you've got a migraine.
Yeah.
They are good, those masks, are, actually.
Have you had one?
Yeah, I used to have one. I don't. Where's it gone? I think I ripped it.
Okay. I was going to say, you want to get a couple of hours away somewhere and enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
Snowmobiling in Iceland.
Oh.
I recommend.
Oh, Iceland. Now, how long will it take me to get to Iceland?
4 hours.
Oh, it's too long, really. So I'm going to go for... Hang on, isn't it Greenland that's got the ice and snow, and Iceland is green?
No.
I think it is. I think you're wrong. I thought that Greenland was all icy and snowy, and Iceland is all green, and they were named like that to confuse invaders or something.
What, from the Viking times?
I don't know from the explorer times.
What, as in Robinson Crusoe?
No, he wasn't an explorer.
Check up on the internet, that's worth knowing.
Well, no, I don't need to, because I can just say 0845-60-60-973. Am I right? Is Greenland the snowy one and Iceland is the green one?
Excellent.
The phones will go mental. We'll have the answer by the end of the show, I promise you.
Just another one. I'm a bit panicking tonight.
Okay.
I had afternoon tea today with a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He bumped into a chap and said hello, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
After the afternoon tea, my friend told me this character is being followed by the powers that be.
What? Who are the powers that be?
The Secret Service.
Right. Why would they be following that?
Well, I need your help. If you've got the internet, well, you do. Type in the name. Oh, actually, I can't say that because then I give it away, don't I? Am I allowed to say a name?
Well, whose name? Is it a person's name?
Yes.
Well, then no.
I'm not.
Well, what is this the name of the person they were following?
Yes, allegedly, yeah.
Okay, right, I'm going to put you back to Steve Jones, the former presenter of the Pyramid Game.
Okay.
Steve, Jason's going to give you a name. Can you type that name inside that Google bar when he gives it to you? This is very mysterious. He's just got... Oh, there he is. You've got him. Okay. Be with you in a second, Pip.
Okay.
Thank you. He's typing the name in. That's not a real name. Oh, okay. All right. So we click on the search then, and we'll have Steve. We'll have Jason back. Hang on. What? Jason.
Hi.
Right, so hang on a minute. It's a film director.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Oh, I'm confused now. The
American guy.
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything on there that he might have done that might have made him a naughty boy?
Well, there is a page here that says the film director the CIA tried to silence.
Yeah. And I'm worried.
What, in case you're now going to be linked with it?
Yes.
I won't be that bothered.
Do you reckon?
It's to do with all it's all to do with Kennedy and stuff like that. No one really cares about Kennedy.
If he was like a secret agent, and yes, obviously you came out of the system,
yeah,
where on earth would you hide just to spend the rest of your days?
Oh, it would be in a mountain in China.
And if you had to escape China, you'd just jump over the wall.
Something like that. Well, I'm glad we sorted that out, Jason, you fruitcake. Yes, Pip?
Hi. Listen, I know she's not your favourite girl, but if it wasn't for Princess Di, your very, very first broadcast wasn't going very well. And some old biddy phoned up because you'd made some comment about her.
Oh.
And then, fortunately, it all clicked in really well because suddenly you found your feet and you didn't look back.
When I was filling in for Clive Ball years ago?
No. It's when you got the new slot and unfortunately, Steve Allen got kicked off. I think he started at 10 o'clock, your very first show. And it was a bit stiff at first. And then gradually, this woman made some comment and you really rattled her cage. So it's all thanks to Princess Di.
Well, in that case, I take my hats off to Lady Di.
Actually, but the reason why I was phoning was actually to give you a warning. Because since then, when you were sort of like the enfant terrible, you gradually becoming all domestic.
Yeah.
Suddenly becoming, you're morphing into sensible man with your furniture and your sofa
bed.
So I just thought I'd let you know, because...
No, I tell you what, Pip, I'm turning into an old man. That's what I'm turning into. I can't fight that. That's nature and time.
Well, just be careful. This Anne Robinson thing, not good.
No, why? Why you say that?
Well, you should be... I say that. I get this sort of disturbing feelings about the woman, so I do understand to a certain degree.
Oh, hang on. Are you feeling hot for hot for Robinson?
I think it's being at a girls' school, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird crushes.
Okay, so I mean, I still like, you know, Abby Titmuss and that type.
Thank God.
So, you know, I don't worry, I'm not losing it completely. But sure. Me talking about furniture and stuff, I'm 34 years old now, Pip. I'm old.
Old, love, I've got 10 years on you, so fight it.
Older woman, that's what we like. Pip, thank you for that.
Cheers.
Take care, bye-bye. It's Leon in the Lakeside.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm all right, my friend. I watched the first episode of Prison Break.
Oh, good.
It was better than I thought it was going to be, but still, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Well, I'm on episode 3, and I'll tell you what, it's absolutely fantastic.
Really?
It's really good.
How come the fat prison guard is walking around in his pants? What, did I miss something?
Yeah, he got caught, didn't he, at the end of season 2 for shooting that fella.
Right.
At the end, and they caught him and put him in prison.
But why is he just in his pants?
Because he's been sort of sorted out by the other prisoners.
Okay, but we didn't see him get sorted out in season 2.
No, that's
okay.
In the hidden extras.
Okay, all right, yeah. He's brilliant, isn't he? He's a brilliant... They're all brilliant actors, apart from the two brothers, who are awful actors.
Yeah, they are awful actors, yeah. What's his name? Wentworth
Miller and the other one. They're just awful, but it's good to see Teabag back in there, doing the do.
Well, you'll see a lot more of Teabag.
Oh, a gentleman like you shouldn't be walking around with wet feet like that. Let me clean... Forgive me, sir, I'm only half a man. Oh,
do you want to hold my pocket?
Yeah, do you want to hold my pocket? But it's fantastic. Anyway, go on, Leon, what have you got?
Greenland and Iceland, you're right.
I am right, aren't I?
You are right indeed,
So Greenland is the snowy one, and Iceland is the green one. Who named it like that?
It was just to confuse the people that were, like, something to do with wars or something like that, stop them from being invaded.
Yeah.
So that was the main reason why, so...
I got some geography and history right.
It was worth taking those lessons, wasn't it?
It certainly was, Leon, and I'm glad I did. Anything else, boss?
Just that you got my little package.
Oh, yeah.
And have you seen any of them yet?
I've not had a chance. This weekend, I've got the weekend free, and so I'm going to have a little shifty through...
Okay, and also leave your phone thing on Chindigory. It's absolutely brilliant.
Are you enjoying it? Because I'm getting a lot of abusive emails from people saying this is rubbish.
I got to say a rude word. It was great.
It is. I think it's hilarious. And, you know, I haven't done one for ages. I'll do one tomorrow. I'll take it off tomorrow afternoon.
I told a joke about Steve Allen and the camel.
Oh, yeah, that was good, that. It was very funny.
You got that? I'll do it for you.
Leon, thank you for that.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Cheers, boss. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to myspace.com/TheRealIanLee and you can find out. It's Al.
Oh, hi, sir.
Hello,
how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, I was just there reminiscing this evening, going down memory lane.
Yes.
And, do you remember the TV company called Live TV? It was the.
I do remember Live TV. Yes. Oh, yes, I do. Yes.
Did you ever play a part in that at all?
I did about 100 appearances on Stand Up Live, which was their stand-up show, and I did it because they used to. I was skimp, and I was signing on. And they used to pay you 20... It wasn't 100, it's probably about 50. And they used to pay me 25 quid a pop. 20 quid a pop, then I got a pay rise to 25 quid.
I thought it was you, because you used to go under a pseudonym, Lord something or other.
Was I Lord?
Lord Hall or something.
I did. I went through a thing of doing lots of different names. I know it was Tuesday Shuffles once, which I think is a brilliant name for a comedian, Tuesday Shuffles.
Yeah, well, you know, my memory's a bit hazy because I was actually in the audience.
No, you weren't.
Well, you probably remember me and my friend. We were two...
Let me just explain. For anyone who doesn't know, Live TV was a bizarre kind of cable TV channel. I don't know, what, 9, 10 years ago? I think Nick Ferrari had something to do in the management of. And there was a show called Stand Up Live where loads of nobody comedians would go because it was a chance to get a bit of exposure, we thought, and get a few quid. So go on, you were in the audience.
Yeah, and we turned up, and me and my friend said, oh, we're here for the audience. And yeah. The sort of compere said, you know, where is everyone? And she just said, well, you two are the audience.
Oh, yes.
And they pulled in a couple of grips and dollies just to make up the numbers.
Yeah.
And we were students at the time, and I think we're probably indulged in a few before we turned up. And your kind colleagues were feeding us Heineken all the way through.
Oh, there was free booze as well, yes.
Yeah, and we started heckling one of the comedians.
Brilliant, well done.
And you thought it was funny to bring us up onto the stage.
Did I really?
You know, and you were playing sort of paper, scissors, what is it, stone, paper, scissors?
I vaguely remember that. I don't remember using the name Lord Hall, although it's possible.
Yeah, as I say, you know, I think we probably had too many Heinekens by then.
Have you got it on tape?
Well, we did have it on tape, but...
I've probably got it somewhere. I've got them all on tape somewhere, but the thought of going to... Very quickly, my favourite one was, because they had no audience, so they got in a busload of Italian students who did not speak a word of English.
Yeah.
And we found out that if we finish a sentence by going like that, they'd think it was a joke and would start laughing and applauding.
Yeah.
So there's three of us doing it, and I was comparing it, and then this old guy came on, and halfway through it, he just went, Nah, I can't effing do it. I can't do it. I'm off. And he walked off. Oh, I'm going to find... I've got that somewhere. I'll put that on YouTube, I think. That was a treat.
Yeah. Well, as I say, you know, you sort of made a star of the show by throwing us up there. And I think the comic that was up there was was sort of dying on his feet.
Oh, everyone died on their feet. I died on my... Everyone. That was the whole point of it. You learnt how to die. But it was great. It was on just before Topless Darts, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Al, thank you for that.
Yeah, no way. Just another thing. You probably better increase your 2-hour bracket to get to the snow.
Right.
Because obviously you've got to check in. You know, check in closes 40 minutes before.
Yes.
And then you've got to wait at the gate, and then you've probably got a 2-hour delay.
Yeah.
And then when you're on there, and then you arrive, and you've got.
Al, you're making it sound miserable.
Yeah, and then you've got to wait for a gate, and then you've got to get the bus, and then you've got to queue up and show your passport, and then you've got to wait for your luggage.
I think we'll leave it there, shall we? Cheers, Al. It's time for the travel news now with Nikki.
Thank you. In Hersham, Esher Road is closed off eastbound as you head towards Esher at Riverside Road. It's all down to an accident. Still hearing from the police that it's likely to stay closed for quite some time, I'm afraid. Good news for the A404 as you approach the High Wycombe Handy Cross roundabout for the M40. Traffic's doing much better there. In Shepherd's Bush, the traffic's having to take it in turns to get past some roadworks on Wood Lane at Aerial Way. You've also got some temporary traffic lights there slowing you down. And in West End Lane in Hampstead, that one's closed off both ways at Iverson Road for a burst water main, and I'm afraid it's going to stay closed now until the weekend at the very least. If you're heading out onto the trains, then One Railway are seeing 45 minute delays between Liverpool Street and Norwich. That's all down to a broken down freight train at Chelmsford. Also delays on the Bakerloo line after a broken down train at Lambeth North much earlier on today, and delays on the Piccadilly line after a small power cut at Wood Green. LBC 97.3 travel with more updates throughout the night.
When it comes to sport or movies, where do you stand? Are you a football fan or a film buff? Do you like your action and drama with balls or with bad guys? Now on Sky TV, you've got a choice. For £35 a month, you could get Sky TV with a choice of Sky Sports or movies, plus wireless Sky broadband and the Sky Talk Home phone service. All three for just £35 a month. All you have to decide is, are you rugby or romance? Cricket or comedy? Movie premiere or Premier League? For our biggest ever season of sport or our greatest ever choice of movies, call 0870 9800. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup cost and BT line rental payable, subject to availability and equipment. Other product and price combinations available. Minimum contract 12 months. Further terms apply.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Now, I'd forgotten all about this. I gave a select handful of people, one, a password And I said, if you ever phone up and use this password, you will get... you will get straight on the air. Clive, you used the password. Good lad. Well done.
How you doing, Nick? How you all right?
I'm fine. You're right.
Yeah, I've just drove down from Darlington, mate. And I'll tell you what, I've not missed it, because we've only just moved into the new house, so I can't get LBC. No. I ain't got Sky at the moment.
Oh, no. How can you live without Sky?
We've only literally moved in. They're putting it in next week.
Well, that's not good enough.
Well, I'm off to Wales next week working, so...
Oh, really? Anything exciting?
It's a new TV drama called Captain Jack.
Captain Jack?
Yeah, but it's right up near Bangor I'm going.
Oh, flipping hell. I don't envy you that.
No, I know. I've seen some of the scripts and it looks a bit... we see some of the previews. You know when we did the studio shoot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, we had some of the previews.
If anyone doesn't know, this is Clive worked on Titty Bang Bang, which is why I've had so much time off recently. He was filming this, and you've seen bits of it, have you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Any good?
Very good. So it was really, really funny, and one of the funniest ones was the Good for You when you was in the hotel.
Oh yeah.
But we won't go any further on that one.
Oh, okay.
To see that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, lovely. I look forward to that.
Do you remember? Listen, have you listened to my dish yet?
No.
Have you still got my dish?
I know exactly where it is, because I was tidying up the flat the other day and I found it. I'm using it as a coaster.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, that's what it probably all is worth anyway.
Do you know what? Okay, listen, my promise to you, Clive, I will have a listen to it tomorrow afternoon, because I've got the afternoon free.
All right. Are you working tomorrow night?
Yeah, I am on tomorrow night. You can give me a call.
I'll give you a call tomorrow night, because I'm going back down to London back to Darlington about 12 o'clock tomorrow night.
Lovely. All right, boss. It's nice to talk to you, man.
You take care.
Cheers, Clive.
See you soon.
See you later.
Bye, mate.
Bye-bye. He is one of the nicest blokes I've ever worked with. So I've had so much time off because I was doing this film in this sketch show for BBC Three, which I think goes out in November. That's next month. Hey, it's nearly Christmas, everybody. It's nearly Christmas. Don't pull a face, Alex. Christmas dinner. Roast potatoes. Tony.
Hello.
Hello, Tony.
This is my first time on the radio.
Well, it's not, is it?
No, it is.
Okay, how old are you, Tony?
I'm 18. I was born in 1989.
He's done the maths. Well done.
Yeah, and, I just wanted to talk about cats. Have you, you've got a cat, haven't you?
Yes, Tony.
What's his name?
Velvet.
Yeah, because, has Tallulah phoned up lately?
Not me, no.
Yeah, but,
Is this really the only call we've got? Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, because this is awful. If anyone wants to phone up now in the next 9 minutes, otherwise we've got Tony, who's pretending to be 18 between now and 10 o'clock, so please, 0845 6060973. Carry on, Tony.
Anyway, you said it was nearly Christmas.
Well, it is nearly Christmas.
Yeah, it's my birthday this month.
Oh, yeah, what date?
21st of October.
How old are you going to be?
I'm 19.
Well done, well done. This lad's on his toes. You can't fault that.
Yeah, I really.
You haven't got much time, Tony, because more people are calling in now. It's only Zara and Martin, but never mind.
Yeah. Anyway, it's my first time on the radio, as I just said. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll.
Although you've tried to get on James O'Brien's show, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I've tried to get on lots of their shows, but. I remember...
Hurry up and put one of those through, Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, because I'm losing the will to live here, as is all of London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the weather's not been too nice,
has it? He's talking about the weather now. Put Martin in the buzzer through as quickly as you can, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think cats, they're not horrible, are they? They're not horrible creatures.
Oh, God.
And people keep on saying they keep on...
Steve, put a call soon! Right, I've got to go. Bill's here. Yes, Bill?
Yeah, Bill, you should be ashamed of yourself. Actually, Ian.
Yes?
You should be ashamed of yourself, because I care. And you don't. You're a disgrace.
What are you talking about, Bill?
That's what you said earlier. No one's going to phone up and say that, and I just said it.
Oh, okay. Well done, Bill. You've proved me wrong.
Well done, Ian. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Bill.
That kid's not 18, surely?
She's about 9.
Is he?
I think so.
She's 9 and she's telling lies like that. She should be in bed at 10 to 10.
Exactly, Bill. Thank you for that. Okay. Well, hang on, what's that? Right, well, okay. What's happened here, ladies and gentlemen, is we're a few calls short. All we need is a couple of calls just to get us through to 10 o'clock. We're a few calls short.
All right.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello.
Is that Martin?
I'm a bit upset because I don't know if the rumours are true.
Which rumours?
Is it true Barry Quartz died tonight?
Oh, don't say that to me.
I had a couple of cab
drivers. Don't say that to me.
About Barry Cole.
Don't, Martin.
I've just called my friend Hans up in Amsterdam and he couldn't even speak, so I don't know. Can you confirm it?
We were talking about Barry Cork just last week, mate, wasn't that?
I know, it's
Don't
big shock if it's the case, you know. I'm just
I'm gonna Google
anything on the wires.
Hang on, let me just sorry, I need to just take control of the computer. Hang on a second. I'm gonna Google Barry Cork dead. Let's have a little look. Let's see, oh well. You heard it here first. It's
oh no.
It's an LBC exclusive. Popular entertainer Barry Cort died.
Where was it? Back in Holland.
Yeah, it was in his place in Holland. They're saying there. They're not sure what it is. I don't think it's suspicious. They probably think, but it's were just talking about him last week.
I know, just last week. I know.
Well, tomorrow's show. All right, tomorrow's show is dedicated to Barry Cort.
I've got to go. I'm really upset.
Martin, thanks very much. You take care of yourself, fella.
Bye.
We were just talking about Barry Cort last week. What a way to end the show. Can we do the ads 2 seconds early, Alex?
Do you need more time with Nick?
To come back to the story that's on so many of your front pages.
Or do you want to catch up with Clive?
It was a bizarre story, but apparently it's true.
LBC Plus lets you listen again to a whole world of LBC programmes with no interruptions.
No secular, though.
No interruptions. You can listen on your computer or transfer to your iPod or MP3 player to listen on the move.
There's a whole archive of LBC programmes for you to choose from.
Or you can catch some special features you just won't hear on the radio.
You can join from just £2 a month by going to lbc.co.uk and clicking on LBC Plus.
LBC Plus. Just click and listen.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Bull after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
If anyone wants to call up, you can go straight to air. Oh, hello, Looney John.
Who is Barry Cort? Or who was Barry Cort?
Well, I tell you, we'll talk about one of Britain's greatest entertainers. I don't know if you remember last week, Barry and from Watford and I were talking about. We must get Barry from Watford on the phone tomorrow to talk about. It's a great loss to the entertainment world, John. It's a great loss.
I remember you mentioning him, but I can't remember who he was.
Well, he was he did all those programmes with Lionel Blair. He did a film once. But John, if you listen tomorrow, we'll talk about him then.
Oh, great.
Globule?
Globule.
Thank you. Let's just go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
I can cheer you up with a sing-song.
Oh, go on then.
I've been talking happy talk. Do the noises.
It's making me sadder, actually. Let's go to line one. One, you're on the wireless.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn the radio off.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, who's this?
Susanna.
Hello, Susanna, what can I do for you?
Just to say, don't be upset.
It's just sad. I've just lost
my mum, so it's a shame, isn't it?
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you want to tell me how it happened, or...?
No.
Okay,
suddenly. But, you know...
Well, Susanna, I'm very, very sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
It must be hard losing. My mum is still with me, and, you know...
You're a lucky lad.
Yeah. Well, you take care of yourself, Susanna.
You too.
All right, lots of love.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there we go. It makes you think, doesn't it? Oh, dear. Well, let's, oh, dear. Well, that's made me a bit sad, that. Let's have, So, Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, how do you think you did?
I did all right, tonight.
I think you did all right. You're a good lad. Now, let's listen to the highlights, shall we? If you missed the show today, it sounded like this. It's the most boring day for news ever. Lady Di and the Tories. What a load of old guff.
He's alive.
Did he see that?
Have you ever had cause to wear a mask? I know it's a long shot. If you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friends, you friends. James Max is on the phone right now.
Hello.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. So, James.
Yes.
Spice Girls.
Yes.
Can I have two?
Yes.
In that case, I'll have the ginger one and the skinny one.
Ba-boom.
Okay, here's a question. Are you allowed to wear balaclavas?
Balaclavas.
Yes.
Balaclavas.
Yes. Let's find a list of men and women who fancy Anne Robinson. I'm going to put my name at the top of the list. I'm actually writing it down. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you
will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And that's the end of that conversation.
By the way, Anne Robinson,
yes.
Not bad, not bad at all. Steve Jones, former host of the Pyramid Game, give yourself a metaphorical, not a literal, pat on the back. That's literal, that's literal.
Literal. Confused.
Alex, good to have you back.
Are you?
I think Chris is coming back tomorrow. I think his curry club has ended. Who knows?
Should I go home then?
Yeah, you should. Your work is done. Oh, no, no, you've got to do the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's just see what this is. Yes, Lime One, what do you want?
I'm all great.
Okay, I didn't know what there was. Excellent stuff. Right, we're done. I'm going to go home, have some dinner and play Rainbow Six and see if I can get some sleep tonight. Steve Jones, is former host of the Pyramid Game, is going to put the podcast up. Who knows what Lady Alex is going to do in his weird, mysterious, slightly dark world. Clive Ball's up next. I'm back tomorrow at 7. Thanks very much.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, colleagues pay tribute to a care worker shot dead in a crossfire. Unseen images are shown at the Diana inquest, and why there's been a sprinkling of stardust in Leicester Square tonight. It's 10 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland.